Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Gary Hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation.
Happy. It looks, wow, surprised myself. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am Brian the Hammer Jackson. You listen to Hammer Radio Network. We are global. That means for the slow people, we're heard around the world. And around the world, here is us. Good morning. It is now 10:54 a.m. in California time. Today is May 10th, 2021. If you'd like to come to the studio, you might want to. Especially if you're a business actress or whatever. You want a pitch or an author. Get your word out there. The number is 319-527-6099. That's the number, 319-527-6099. That's the number to get your voice heard around the world. That's the number you can talk to me. And I'll sign your book, or I have a book. The name of my book is called Don't Read This Book. Should be a bestseller. Today's top story. I'm sorry, I'm trying to read it with a straight face. Donald Trump calls a horse a junkie. Yeah. Go Prez. President of the United States. 45, baby. 45. He calls a horse a junkie. This is the guy that you guys, you Republicans, are getting behind to say, please lead us and be the most powerful man in the world. He actually did this. I got the story. See, here's what's dangerous. Because, see, you know, when people talk to people, you think Trump is going to be Trump right now. You think he's going to be Trump. I mean, when we talk to people right now, we hear them, but we don't talk to them in the future. Like, this is what I sound like when I was a kid. I don't sound like that anymore. Well, sometimes, but not lately. Here's my point. Trump is going to turn 75 this month. 75. Those who are supporting him, you didn't even graduate in 75. You're way back then. He's going to be a 75-year-old man this month. Think about it. 75. Now, search your house, your people. Who do you know is 75? You listening, is Grandpa still around? Who's 75? And if they are still around, How are they acting? I'm not just saying there are people who are very, I'm not saying 75 is, I'm not saying it's too old or you should put them away or put them down. I'm just saying, you know, let me tell you something. I played football at 22, 23. I cannot play football anymore. My bones just won't heal. They're calling Brady an old man. Just put things in perspective. 75. Who do you know is 75 and how quick are they at 75? I don't see many 75-year-old people run a marathon. I mean, that's the longest marathon in the world. The marathon could be 3 miles, and then a week later they finish the finish line. It's just how it works. Just how it works. You're not as quick anymore. And not to mention the medication that a lot of people in their 70s will take. And ladies, let's put it in perspective. Let's say you're 45. Would you want to date a 75-year-old guy? Hell, if you're a 75-year-old woman, would you want to date a 75-year-old man? Hell no. If you are, I guarantee you, if you ask these women who are in their late or early 70s, and they're active, they're out there, would you want to date a 75-year-old man? Even if they're in their 70s. Think about it. So, you morons who want Trump to run in 2024, he will be 78 years old during the primaries. Now, usually the primary is a year before the election. He will be set. See, you keep thinking, even as stupid as he is right now, he just called a horse a junkie. Let's forget about that right now. It's just, we'll forget about that. And then he was telling everybody that he's coming. He got kicked off of Twitter, and he got a better thing and a new thing. And he says, and it's a blog. But let's forget all of that. He will be 78 years old during the primaries. If he is the candidate, he would be 79. 79 years old. He will run as your candidate as the president of the United States. During sometimes, so he would finish, if he survives, he would finish his term as president, let's just think this, at 82, 83 years old. 82 or 83 years old. That's how old he would be. I go back to the beginning. Who, look at whoever in your life who's 75 right now. Trump turned 75. In your life right now, look at 75. Who do you know? And I'm not saying anything bad, but I guarantee you they're not going to be running a marathon, and I guarantee you they're not going to be doing a lot of things because it's just biological. And I'm saying, you ask any woman who's in her 70s, she's not dating no 75-year-old man. They don't even make penis pumps that old. So you keep thinking Trump is as stupid as he is right now and silly as he is. Not quite there. You keep thinking he's going to be this, and I say the same thing with Biden. I cringe when Biden talks. I really do. I mean, the guy's 73, I guess. I cringe when he talks. The fact of the matter is these old white dudes, you mean tell me that we could not find, in the United States when you guys were voting, we could not find anybody under 50 to run? We have to go with 70s? Really? All right, we did. So my point of the matter is, he is not going to be the same person as you hear right now. Not at the primaries, because at the primaries, he would be 78. Things will happen at 78. Things will happen this year. But things, he's not going to be the same guy he is right now, as whoever he likes. And you're talking about he's a fighter. He's not a fighter. He's going to be a pisser. He's going to be pissing himself. But Diaper Don, so you guys are going to think that you want a 78, 79-year-old man to run for the president of the United States of America. That's what you're telling me. And he's not going to, there's so many things can happen right now. From 75, are you kidding me, to 78? Think about it. So Donald, our main subject is Donald Trump. Donald Trump called a horse a junkie. I see my king there. Thank you, my king. I just want to finish this because I would love to have your comment. Donald Trump called a horse a junkie. I'm not kidding. I have never seen a junkie horse before, a horse that was hooked on crack. Can you imagine that horse? Can you imagine that horse who's a junkie? I mean, can you imagine you're at the racetrack and that's that one horse going to the rest of the horse like, hey, man, I got to run. You got a little booster? You got anything? Uh-huh. Ooh, I'm going to ask number four. I just need a little something, something. Give me a cross. Just a little something, something. Hey. I mean, that's a horse that's running around in a circle, just kind of pacing, won't even get in the gate. Oh, shit. You know what I mean? Here's a story. I'm trying not to laugh. I purposely didn't read the full story. I purposely did not read it because I wanted to read it with you guys. And here's the story. Donald Trump slams horse as a junkie. After the horse, they had it at the Kentucky Derby. I think they had it yesterday, and the horse won. But Trump calls it, and so after he won, they gave the horse a drug test. But he failed the drug test. So Donald Trump called him a junkie. Like the horse put it in himself. How did the horse do it? I let you ride on my back for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. Former President Donald Trump called the horse that won the Kentucky Derby a junkie and said it failed the drug test is emblematic of other alleged cheating in the country. See, he's going to tie this. I haven't read the whole thing, but how much you want to bet that he's going to tie it into the election? It's already starting. This is what salespeople do. So we start with one subject, and it's going to end up with him. I guarantee you, I haven't finished reading it, but it's going to end up about him. Donald Trump. So now even our Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirit, is a junkie. Medina Spirit is a horse. It's a horse. But don't tell Trump. I think he's going to raise money for horse rehab. I don't know. So now even our Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirit, is a junkie. That's what Trump said. Then Trump says, this is emblematic of what is happening to our country. The whole world is laughing at us. No, just you. They're laughing at you, not us. Not us at all. They're laughing at you. You just called a horse a junkie, motherfucker. You're the jackass in this story, not us. The whole world is laughing at us. As we go to hell here we go, everybody. Remember? Here we go. They'll set you up, and then they'll knock you down because it's going to be about him. I'll read it completely. This is emblematic of what is happening to our country. The whole world is laughing at us as we go to hell on our borders, our fake presidential election, and everywhere else, Trump continue. Our fake presidential election. Medina Spirit won the Kentucky Derby last weekend, but it was revealed Sunday that the animal had illegal amounts of anti-inflammatory in its system. Medina Spirit has not been disqualified from other races as officials are waiting for another sample to determine the horse's future. Trump's comments come amid repeated allegations that the 2020 presidential election was fraudulently thrown in President Joe Biden's favor. The fraudulent president election of 2020 will be from this day forth known as the big lie, Trump said. From this day, he's decreeing it, from like King Trump, from this day forth known as the big lie. From this day forth, I command ye, it will be known as the big lie. The guy's going to be 75. Keep remembering, this is a 75-year-old man talking shit, and he has no idea. He thinks he's the king. This is him. He just called a horse a junkie. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. Okay. Trump also weighed in on the Kentucky Derby before, saying in 2019 that political correctness was behind crowning the horse that came in second place as the winner. It's a conspiracy theory. He says that the horse in second place came in second place as a winner, that it was supposed to be political. Okay. I don't understand that. The Kentucky Derby decision was not a good one, he said, after officials ruled the horse that crossed the finish line first had interfered with the progress of competing horses. It was a rough and tumble race on a wet and sloppy track, actually a beautiful thing to watch. So it was a beautiful thing to watch. It was a rough and tumble race on a wet and sloppy track where a horse can hurt themselves. Actually, a beautiful thing to watch. Only in these days of political correctness could such an overturn occur. The best horse did not win the Kentucky Derby. Not even close. That's Trump. 75. 75 years old. You're listening to a 75-year-old fool calling a horse a junkie. Same story, but a different take on it. Here's from the same story, different take. It says, Donald Trump does not have Twitter or Facebook, but he still finds a way to get his thoughts out to the online world. For a few months, he just released tweetish thoughts through the press before launching his own blog. It turned out to be a website and a blog. But he's trying to make the best of a bad situation. Up until Sunday, it had been run-of-the-mill stuff. Then he called a horse a junkie. One person says, is he aware that Medina Spirit is a horse? Donald Trump's official statement. Here's his official statement on his blog. It's official because it says, statement by Donald J. Trump, meaning Jackass Trump. 45th President of the United States of America. That's what it says on his heading. That's his official letterhead. So now even our Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirit, is a junkie. This is emblematic of what is happening in our country. The whole world is laughing at us as we go to hell on our borders, our fake presidential election, and everywhere else. Following the news that the Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirit, had failed a drug test, Trump posted the following on his website, and I just read it. Really, he just needed that first sentence because it said it all. Folks, he called a horse a junkie. While that is an accepted variant of the much more common junkie, of course, he misspelled junkie. Trump spelled the junkie, J-U-N-K-Y. J-U-N-K-Y. I can ask King's kids who are in school that they can spell better than that. But you're talking about a 75-year-old man who just spelled junkie, J-U-N-K-Y. USA, 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 four more years. He just spelled junkie, J-U-N-K-Y. For you, with the correct spelling of junkie is J-U-N-K-I-E. While that is an accepted variant of the most common junkie, J-U-N-K-I-E, it's still a weird choice. Not quite as weird as calling a horse a junkie, but still weird. And what does it mean to call a horse a junkie? Is he implying that the horse is addicted to an inflammatory? That Medina Spirit is somehow either injecting himself? or pressuring someone else to do it? Either way, the thought process behind calling a horse a junkie is definitely emblematic of what is happening in our country. Called a horse a junkie. That's like calling a dog an ass sniffer. I don't know. I got to bring King in. I got my head. My head hurts. We got other stories, but I want to hear King's thought. Hey, welcome to the show, King. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Brian. How's everybody doing this morning? How you doing?
I'm doing good. King,
that's
your
good.
President just called a horse a junkie.
Well, you know, I remember when I was staying in when I was staying back in Kansas, this family friend, me and him would go to the horse races and stuff, and I remember we used to bet on horses. And I remember he cracked a joke and said, "You don't want to get one of them crazy horses, you know, that's on drugs or whatever." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And believe it or not, they be putting stuff in these horses and stuff, you know what I mean?
Right.
To make them run faster and all this other stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, maybe what are you saying is true.
You think a little horses are hanging around this table? Hey, I know you. I know you're running in the fifth race. Want a little something? But I know. King, what do you think? Seriously, he's going to be 75.
Well,
he's going to be 75 this month, King. He's going to be 75.
Yeah.
He's going to be
78
to 79. In a primary in 3 years when you're going up for a primary.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's a year before the election starts, so they have to campaign another year. So he would be 79 when they campaign. And if he makes it, he'll be 80 years old as a president of the United States. 80 years old, King.
Man.
80. That's the math. And, you know,
well,
remember, yeah, what do you think?
He's just telling it like it is. I mean, you know, but I don't think he ain't never going to change. You know, he going to always be that outspoken man, and he just going to tell it like it is. I mean, I think right now, since he knows that they're probably going to end up getting him back in social media, he's starting to pop up a lot more right now. You know, he's got his own website now that people can go to and interact with him and stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They've been advertising it. You know what I mean? So he's making his way back in. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, shit. Hey, whatever he do. You know.
But you know, he's not going to be. It's like what I. You know, it's not going to be the same. I mean, people change.
Yeah.
And sometimes people hit a wall, and you're thinking that this guy is going to be healthy at 80. You know what I mean? You're thinking that he's going to be the same guy. He's not going to be the same guy as he is at 75, as he is 80. He's not going to be the same person. Biologically, it's impossible. He's going to be old. He's going, you know, some people wish they can live. Do you know anybody who's 75, King? Anybody who's 80 in your life?
Yeah.
Okay. And
one of my deacons at my church, he's 92, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's 92. And then my great aunt, and I think she just turned like 84 or 85, you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. I mean, hell yeah.
I don't know, King. I don't know. I mean, no, I'm not saying that they're not viable. I'm not saying they're not useful. I'm just saying you just don't think as fast and make the decisions, and calling a horse a junkie. King, he's not going to be the same. At 75, he's turning 75 this month.
Yeah. Well, I just think some of the things that he used to do, he just won't be doing them. I think he's definitely going to grow. You know what I mean? Mm. But hopefully he's not experiencing any early dementia or, you know, Alzheimer's or anything like that, you know what I mean, at this age. So hopefully if he decides to run, hopefully he's got some good support, you know what I mean? Hopefully, you know, he's not losing his brain to where he'll just say any old thing and get things all messed up like he did before, you know? So...
Mm-hmm. it's going to be interesting, King. It's going to to mention, do you think he's going to throw Giuliani into, you know, just leave him alone and let him take the fall? His lawyer, who's after indictment.
It's hard to say what he's going to do. I think he's just really going to keep quiet, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, beware of when you take your kids to, you know, horseback riding and everything. Stay away from those drugged out horses, you know what I mean? Those crackheads. Crack horses.
Yeah.
Just be careful. Yes, be careful. He's a junkie.
Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, man.
Maybe he's trying to tell us something because... Do you remember when they had those Burger King burgers for like a penny?
Yeah.
A year or two ago for a penny? Maybe that was one of the crack horses that they took to the, what you call them places?
The slaughterhouse?
Maybe them was one of the horses they took to the slaughterhouse and like, well, look, the meat is all right. We can sell it to Burger King for a penny. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hell. It makes you wonder, though.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Man.
They was eating that crack horse burger meat.
You know, it's just really disturbing that the white folks get the regular horses and our inner city, they get the crackhead horses. You know? Oh, man. It's like, hey, this is a crackhead horse. How come we can't get the good horses? All right. You know, here's some more story. Okay, King. This is a story that you were thinking about. Horrible thing happened to this woman. Horrible thing happened to this woman. This woman's in Italy. She's 23 years old. And they accidentally gave her 6 doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Right there. They accidentally gave it to her. Instead of one dose, they gave her 6 accidentally. It's a terrible thing. She was discharged after 24 hours. She did not appear to suffer any severe effect. The woman, a clinical psychology trainee in the town of Mesa, is in Italy. She was scheduled to receive her first dose, but they made a mistake and gave her 6 instead of 1. But instead of being given a single Pfizer dose, she was accidentally injected with the entire vial, which amounts to 6 doses. You know, the nurse who realized her mistake, well, you don't need to hear me. Let's hear it here. I think this is it right here. Let's hear it live. Yeah, this should be it. Let's see if this is it. I hate when they just have music. It sounds like it's just music. Yeah, it's just music. All right. So after they did that, the young woman was placed under observation, during which she was treated with paracetamol and fluids. She was discharged after 24 hours. The doctor said, who's from infectious diseases, said the young woman did not have fever and did not have any pain except for the pain of the inoculation, nor any of the manifestations, according to the news. CBS reported that the doctor said that the mix-up had taken place because the nurse was distracted. How can a nurse be distracted when she's dipping the needle into the vial and sucking all of that fluid out and putting it to... That's not really a good excuse. She was you're not distracted. You have to put that needle into that little vial, so you're not distracted there. Then you have to pump it out. So how can you be distracted? What was she... That's stupid. Lawsuit right here. The nurse had been accidentally, must have been in, said one of the six doses contained in a Pfizer vial must be individually extracted into separate vials. Like what I just said, how can he be distracted? The nurse had accidentally administered all the liquid in an undiluted vial. V-I-A-L. She thought that the dilution had taken place. They were both transparent liquids at the same density. Unfortunately, this contributed to the error. The young woman's mother told the Hispanic newspaper her daughter first noticed something had gone wrong when she saw the nurse sweating and hyperventilating. Yeah, that's your first clue that you fucked up. When the nurse is sweating and hyperventilating, something went wrong. I don't know about you, but that would be my first clue. Like, Or the second thing is when you hear, uh-oh, that happened to me once. Or oops. Or damn. These are signs that something has gone wrong when you're in the doctor's office. Any of that shit. When you hear, oh, fuck, get the hell out, get a lawyer. That happens. You don't even want to know, just get a lawyer. But anyway, according to the CBS News, studies on the vaccine demonstrated people who have received up to five times the recommended doses did not suffer adverse reaction. However, long-term effects on her antibody levels remain to be seen. The hospital plans to conduct regular blood tests in an effort to monitor her immune response and determine whether a second vaccine dose is still possible. They said this was the first of its kind in Italy. Who knows? In December 2020, eight German nursing home employees were administered German. When you hear German people with vaccines and chemical weapons, kind of cringy. In December 2020, eight German nursing home employees were administered five times the recommended doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Four of them were admitted to the hospital for observation after experienced flu-like symptoms. Earlier this month, several people who were vaccinated at the Queen's Margaret University in Edinburgh, that's in Scotland, they were accidentally given twice the normal dose. Those affected were told they were at an increased risk of experiencing arm soreness and flu-like symptoms. A more severe incident took place in Ohio. It happened this year, when a 90-year-old man was hospitalized after a mix-up resulted in him receiving two shots of the Moderna vaccine just hours apart. Following the jabs, the man collapsed after a bout of exhaustion and experienced respiratory issues. He's 90-fucking-1. First of all, what are you doing taking a shot at 91? I mean, how much longer do you want to live? What do you worry about? And they shot up the old man with two doses in one shot. I mean, in one sitting. And they surprised that the old dude collapsed after a bout of exhaustion and experienced respiratory issue? Seriously? Seriously? He's 90 fucking one. He's 91. Well, I don't want to get Moderna. I dig the comment. Give me a shot. And after here's what happened when they did it. We got the sound. He's 91. Give it to me, Doc. Give it to me. I'm 91. I can take it. Well, here you go, sir. Oh, that hurts. Oh. That's what happened. Oh, I'm sick. That's what happened when he gave him a shot and he fell over. Instant replay. They gave him a shot. This is what happened. Are you okay, sir? 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 Uh-oh. He dead. Why am I on the air right now? 91. 91. While the man has recovered after 12 days, he was out for 2 weeks. While the man has recovered after 12 days in the hospital, his daughter told the news he has not been the same. He has not been the same since. You know, Dad hasn't been the same since you shot him up twice with the Moderna. I mean, he was running around. He was spry. He was fixing the garage. He was mowing the lawn. He's 90 fucking one. I mean, he was going to the horse races where the crackhead horses were placed. He was placing bets on crackhead horses. Ever since he got the shot, nothing. He's the doorstop. Here's his daughter. My dad since said he has not been aware enough. He has not been aware enough or with it enough for me to be able to say, do you remember what happened that day? He's not the same person, and he's pretty disturbing. He's pretty disturbing. Give it to me, doctor. Well, sir, you're 91 years old.
I'm afraid of the COVID. I read it. Give it to me, doc.
Sir, you're 91.
Dagnabbit, you dumb bitch, give me the shot.
Okay, sir, give you the shot. Here you go.
Ooh.
Sir, you okay, sir? 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 He dead. He hasn't been the same since. Hey, Cole, or Miles, how you doing?
Sup, Walker?
Nothing much. I was talking about a man who overdosed with the Pfizer, and Trump called a horse a junkie. That's the news of today.
Yeah, I'm back now.
Okay.
Oh, man.
His daughter says he hasn't been the same since. Well, that's what happened. Wow.
How many shots did he get?
They gave him two when he's supposed to only have one. And
they
were going to go with the, yeah, he's 91. You know what I mean?
They gave him two in one shot?
Yeah, they gave him two doses in one shot. Equal to two doses. That's what he did. Took him 2 weeks to recover.
Oh,
What happened to Dad? Well, he's still sleeping. It's been 2 weeks. He hasn't been the same. Where am I? I just find it funny. I find it funny. Okay, now here's a serious. You know, we're running through our news. This is going to be a short show. Let's see. Woman accidentally got the vaccine. Vaccinated that. Trump calls a horse a junkie. Got that. News of, oh, well, here's something that's interesting. You remember when I said that this bullshit about this Pfizer thing, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They say this. So now hearing on the news that a lot of people are not taking or staying away from the second shot, or they're staying away from it completely. It's all over the news. So what do they have to do? They have to do this spin, right? So now they're saying, well, it's still okay. I mean, we already got the, it's still okay as long as they got the one shot. Really? Really? You're supposed to have two shots. Then if you think one shot is okay, why are you asking us to take, forget that. And then they're saying, well, we should be Dr. Fauci. He says the indoor mask mandate could be eased soon. You didn't accomplish your herd theory. People are staying away from the shots. Some people just got one when you're supposed to get two, but you're going to come on TV and say, oh, that's okay. We're going to ease the mask mandate. What's going on here? And you know what's going on here. They're losing too much money, so we're going to sacrifice people for money. You know what's going on here. Headline, USA Today. New U.S. infections falling fast. Fauci says indoor mask mandate could be eased soon. Really? The U.S. is now averaging about 40. Now, if you believe the numbers, and you guys don't believe, nobody believes the numbers. Do you guys really believe the numbers? Nobody believes the numbers, but let's just pretend we believe in the numbers. Because all of a sudden, with one dose of coming down, here it is. The U.S. is now averaging about 40,000 new coronavirus cases per day. They're down more than 40% from less than a month ago, and just one-fifth of what the nation was facing at the start of the year, if you believe the numbers. But the race for herd immunity that could help put the pandemic in the nation's rearview mirror is not going smoothly. Some states want the federal government to withhold staggering amounts of vaccine this week and plummeting demands for shots. Concern over people who have no interest taking a shot has prompted President Joe Biden to schedule a meeting Tuesday with six governors aimed at regaining momentum. There you go. Almost half the U.S. population has received at least one jab, and more than one-third are fully vaccinated. However, the pace of the first dose vaccination in the United States has fallen 60% in just the last month. The U.S. reported administering fewer than 5.1, blah, 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 numbers, blah, 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 Alaska, blah, 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 blah. Let's get to a point where Fauci is telling people they don't have to wear masks. That's it. It doesn't mention it. Let's see. Well, he just said that. He's hoping in July, they're shooting for July, that there'll be stores that'll have mask optional if you're vaccinated, that you can put down your mask and everything. They're hoping for it. Basically, they're saying your mask doesn't help you, you asshole. We gave you something to do. You were out of control. You were panicking. We gave you something to do for you to feel fake safe, like you had control of this situation. Don't you remember when we told you to put the N9 mask? That was the only mask that can save you, and we ran out of that. And we're just saying, oh, put anything on your face, it'll cover yourself. And then we found out if you can hold your mask up to the light and you can see through it, we found out that the droplets can come through the mask. But that's okay. We got the vaccine, and we want you to take two, but Nobody's thinking too, well, as long as you got one, you should be okay. And guess what? We're going to open up the state, and you don't have to wear a mask. That's right. And if you believe that, and if you believe the numbers, you must be a moron. Because it is...
Oh, shit.
We've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, lied to, mind-fucked, and they fucked us up the ass. We're going to go to our resident medical expert, Miles, about the shots and vaccination. What do you say, Miles? Are you disturbed at the new finding? Are you disturbed that there's even Dr. Fauci say, well, pretty soon we're going to be able to go without a mask, and only we didn't reach our herd immunity. People only got one shot when you're supposed to get two, but you know what? We're going to be able to go into the store and wear no mask. What is your view on that, our medical consultant of the room, Miles?
Yo, fuck Dr. Fauci.
It's rough, man. This is not, things are not consistent. Shit is not consistent. If shit is not consistent, tells me something wrong, something terribly wrong here, and you'll find out they made a mistake.
Something's wrong?
Something's wrong.
There's nothing wrong with the consistency of this gelato I'm smoking.
You're smoking gelato?
Mm-hmm.
Gelato.
I got a gelato joint. I got a platinum crisp. And I got a...
Oh, yeah?
Grapes of wrath. Have you seen that? Check that out. It's pretty good. It comes like in a purple bag.
No, and that's why you're our medical expert.
That's right.
We have another story that you're not going to believe what is happening here. You know, this sexual harassment thing, and during the break, I'm going to find out why people got fired for the dumbest things, but we're back with this sexual thing, and this involves Seth Rogen and James Franco when we come back. I'm going to, you smoke your gelato, I'm going to get my cafe. Might be a short show today, folks. I'll be right back. And here we go. I'm making coffee.
Go
ahead, we come back.
Pussy.
What? What did you say?
I said roll a joint up, you pussy.
You got you. No, I do not roll joints when I'm on the air. I am a professional person. Now, I will conduct myself very professionally.
Roll a professional joint.
Roll a professional joint.
Roll a professional joint and smoke it professionally.
Nobody would like to come
know.
To the studio? Oh, we have guests coming in next week, all next week. When we come back, let me explain what's going to happen because it's not going to be your typical guest. Everything is set up. It will be a Zoom guest, and we'll see, and we'll tell you how it works. All right, if you'd like to come in the studio, if you have something on your mind, you want to say something, 319-527-6099. And we'll be right back with more of the Morning Crew. I am Brian, that is King, and that is Miles. We'll be right back.
Dr. Miles.
Hey, girl, I got something real important to give you. So just sit down and listen. Girl, you know we've been together such a long, long time. Now I'm ready to lay it on the line.
Wow, you know it's Christmas and my heart is open wide.
They blessed us both with the gift of life. She brought you in the
Something good for the moms. There you go. Something good for the moms. All right, everybody. Well, you got a couple more stories and we're out of here. So let me see. We did this story. And I just want to remind you, we have two more interviews coming up this week. It's going to be different. They're going to be on Zoom. So it'll look like I guess CNN or whatever. I would be on Zoom, they would be on Zoom, and we're zooming. So you'll be able to see a live interview with me interviewing people, and I think Melissa Turner is up first, and we're going to talk about her book, at her romance book and her erotic book and things like that. You would be able to hear it simultaneously on Blog Talk. I'm not quite sure how that's going to work. I'm going to test it out today because I know on Zoom, I'm going off of my Zoom mic. Blog Talk would have to be in my ear, the phone, so I don't know if I could put the phone down. And then you would get that double. I don't know how that would work. I might have to set up the channel today that you'll be able to see the interview. Maybe what I'll do is the interview first, and then the next day. What I could do is do the interview, then take the sound out, upload it the next day, you can hear it on Blog Talk, and give you the link if you wanted to see it live. I guess it's going to have to be that way. But we're going to start interviewing people on Zoom. Ready to go. So it should be different. And I should be able to upload it on Facebook. And they have the watch movie thing. You can be able to see it there maybe. There you go. So that's coming up. That is coming up this week, I guess. I'm going to get ready. If you're wondering what I'll be wearing, man, you're just going to have to see the interview because I got some ideas. Yeah, I might. Right now, I think I'm going to have this silk black-ass robe with a tiger in the back with his eyes glowing. And I'm thinking sunglasses and my cigar and having some brandy. I don't know. We'll see what happens. You just have to watch and see what happens. It'll be bizarre. It will be good. It will be bizarre. Let me see what Michelle's going to be talking about.
Well, she only
That what?
I said roll a joint up.
No, I'm not going to do that. Not going to do that. It's not the 60s. What the hell's wrong with you?
It isn't.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm a professional person. Why would anybody want to listen? Why would I do that to someone who's coming on, promoting their book, trying to sell their book, and I'm wasted? That's disrespecting them, isn't it?
I didn't say anything about being wasted.
Well, if I roll the joint, I do get wasted. I'm a lightweight.
Well, so get a sativa and just take one drag. You little pussy.
No, that's not being a pussy. That's being smart.
All right, well. I'm going to write one
person,
up on my interview.
You know what? You went up on your show. I tried to come in. You're babbling. What? Why? It's like, what were you doing when you went up? I tried to come in and support you. You were just rambling and rambling and rambling. Why did you go up?
I don't know. I just wanted to go on, and then I realized, okay, no one's gonna call in, and then you called in and left, and I was like, oh shit, okay, what the fuck am I gonna do? All right, I made it 25 minutes. And I bailed the fuck out. They wouldn't download, let me download any music.
Why did you open it? Why didn't you open your mic? I was going to talk to you. What you got? You freaked out.
By the time I realized it, like, you were gone.
Really? All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here you go. Speaking of Zoom, here's a story. You're not going to believe this. Every guy's fantasy, right? Every kid's fantasy. Here you go. This comes from Newsweek. So it's this. It says, who is Amanda K. Fletcher? Nobody knows who Amanda is until now. She's a New York teacher. Of course, New York. It only happens in New York. She's a New York teacher accused of sexually, she did a sexual act on a Zoom lesson. That's what she did. Why can't people control themselves? What the fuck? So she's a teacher, and she's accused of a sexual act on a Zoom lesson. Don't they know that you can record this, that stays there like Twitter? See, this is what happens when you smoke a joint and you're teaching school. She's a Spanish teacher. Her name is Amanda K. Fletcher. She shocked her students at a prestigious New York City school when she was caught performing a sexualized act on Zoom lessons. Okay.
What was the specified act?
I don't know.
He's sucking on the
but
guy's nipple.
But can you imagine you're taking Spanish and all of a sudden she's doing this? This is everything you... I missed it. I mean, here we go. Students at Columbia Secondary School for Math. Secondary school, so that tells me, what is it, like 8th grade? No, like 5th grade, 4th grade? Students at Columbia Secondary School for Math, Science, and Engineering in Manhattan, they had allegedly, so you got these kids, I don't know what I saw, allegedly you saw it, but you probably didn't, allegedly, they watched Fletcher perform the act during a remote learning session in September. According to the report, the video captured Fletcher engaging in an inappropriate act where Fletcher appeared to suck her nipple.
That's September.
No,
it
was September.
It's May.
Wait a minute, I'm going to read it. She says Fletcher appeared to suck the nipple of an unidentified and topless male. She sucked his nipple.
That's like 10 months ago or 8 months ago.
Right. What would cause her?
So? Yeah.
But is that inappropriate, though? I mean,
a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You're teaching.
I mean,
class,
wasn't it a female
you're
nipple?
On your titties. Huh?
Hola. Hola, chichis.
Hola.
Say it, hola, chichis. Say it, class. Hola, chichis.
Fuck your boyfriend.
Spanish
fuck
teacher.
Her. Fuck your teach. Suck his dick, teach.
I know.
Suck his dick. Suck his dick.
Hey, Joe,
she
what's up?
Fuck the donkey if they started chiming in. Any, take
hola,
your little class.
Hola, you sorry
there's
excuse
a
for a human being.
What's up,
hey,
Joe?
Brian, have you had any problems with your show? Any technical difficulties that are really beyond the ordinary?
Once I did. Not once so I did.
I mean recently.
As recent as a week ago, maybe. That's how recent, but not...
Oh, okay.
When you, why, what happened?
On Donnie's show, they robbed us of 3 fucking hours.
Really?
Took them away. Yeah.
What do you mean? They just ended the show?
Yeah. We usually go for 5 hours. The first 2 hours, at the end of the 2 hours, bang, gone. And then he has a show on Sundays, and the show didn't show up at all on Sunday.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has happened to me. That has happened. There's a lot of times where Laverne will come in and she'll tell me that it's not listed or that's you know what happens to me a lot is that they hit the link of the show, but it plays a past show, not the current show that's going on.
Oh yeah, but that's not really. I don't know if that's BCR's fault. That might be that's probably the person's fault or the visitor. But the thing is that I told Donnie, Cole, shut the fuck up.
What are you doing, Cole?
I didn't say anything.
Damn.
What the fuck did I say? I didn't say nothing. Fucking walking down the street.
That's
not
what
that's
you're
doing.
You're showing something in the kitchen. Yeah. Oh, I didn't say anything. All I'm doing is dynamiting my house, and I'm fixing
the
fucking floors.
Oh.
And I'm walking down the street with my dog.
What are you walking down the street? What are you walking down the street?
Dog.
You just smoked a joint. You just smoked a joint. What are you doing outside? What are you doing outside?
Smoking a second joint.
Oh, well.
I'm smoking outside.
Why did I call him? Oh,
no, but that hasn't happened. Blog Talk does. With Blog Talk, they do have. What time is Donnie's show? His show is usually on in 6 evening my time, right? 9 your time?
Right. Your
is that what it is?
It's 9 o'clock standard time. And,
right.
You know, I told him already, because of the kind of show that we have, he's going to be canceled out eventually anyway.
Right.
And Cole,
hold on.
Oh,
Cole,
is that it? Oh, okay.
I'm going to let you get to your destination. Hold on. I'm gonna bring you back. Just hang in there. Okay. Go ahead. I can barely hear you, Joe. Okay, go ahead. Now I can hear you.
Oh, really?
But I don't know. It does it sometimes. It does it sometimes, Joe.
Yeah?
It's just Blog Talk.
I think the conservative shows are going to be canceled out eventually.
No, I don't think so. Blog Talk needs the money. It's all about money, Joe. I thought the same thing with my show, that my show was just so out of it and so raunchy that they're going to do it. No, it's all about the money. It's just probably maintenance. They do maintenance once in a while and fucks up people's shows. I think he'll be fine next week.
Yeah, maybe so. But
yeah,
I still think he's going to be canceled out. I don't think your show will be canceled. Well, they changed the terms of service. They may have made them more stringent, or they may have made them more liberal. I don't really know. I haven't read them. But the thing is that if you put like an X, an adult rating on your show, they can't cancel it.
Really?
You know, because you, no matter how, yeah, no, if you put an adult, that means you can swear as much as you want. You can curse people out as much as you want. Talk about sex as much as you want. You know, so that would be the problem. But when you're talking about the post-Trump era and this cancel culture bullshit that's going down, I told him he's going to find himself canceled one of these days.
I still think Blog Talk is after the money, and they don't really give a fuck monitoring these shows. They just put you on the, they just collect the money. It's all about, I don't believe they will. They would have counted
But these guys are so bad.
Right.
Huh?
I'm just saying, I know that the conservatives right now are very sensitive. I know that they started coming up with this cancel culture thing ever since Trump was suspended from the social media, and they picked up on this cancel culture thing. I don't even think, I don't know, Joe. I don't believe in the cancel. I think, let me take that back. I think Facebook is the prime source of that cancel culture thing. I can't stand Facebook.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been on it. I never knew the appeal of it.
Well, I do it because I have a show, and I want to also recruiting authors and talent for my show for interview. But as far as, you're right, as far as my personal page, I'm bored with it. I have no use for it. I keep my personal page because it gives me information about the family. If somebody's ill, somebody's sick, I get a heads up, you know? That's the only reason why I keep it. is to see what the family is doing, if anybody's hurt. But I don't see the appeal of it. I think anybody who has a personal page on Facebook, they don't get what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. It sucks. It sucks. Only so many times as you can. And why would you want to know what your daughter's doing? Why would you want to know who's doing what? It's just creepy, right?
No. Do you know they have over 2 billion people as members on Facebook? Do you know how much effort they had to put into promotion in order to get that many people? And then everybody starts revealing what they like, who they don't like,
right,
on Facebook. They unfriend, they friend. And I'm going, hey, don't you people realize that eventually all your information is going to be channeled into the government? And if it isn't channeled into the government, didn't Facebook have a data hack a few weeks ago, and they took like 500 million names?
Well, you see, I was ahead of the game, Joe. When I first signed on Facebook, they wanted this information, right? I'm going, I'm not giving them info. I gave them all false information. It backfired on me one time, honest to God. And I gave them all this false information, false date, whatever. So it backfired. 2 years I was on Facebook, and it says, wish Brian a happy 98th birthday. I go, oh, fuck. You know, I,
98th.
I didn't know you were 98, you know, back for happy 98, Brian. Fuck.
Yeah.
But you just don't give that information. You don't give the information.
No, you don't, but
out.
They do.
I know. People trust and but you know, Joe, you and I both know as soon as you're born, the government owns you with the birth certificate. You're right there. The Social Security number, I mean, you get a driver's license, mm-hmm. you got to give your information. Get a job, an application for a job. The government already has your information. I think people are kind of just naive that the government doesn't already have the shit on you. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well,
people are so worried about how,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah, you know, people worry about, oh, my God, my personal information. Your personal information. They have your personal information until you were born. They gave you a number, who you were. Going to school, registering you to school.
Yeah.
The government
yeah.
has your personal information. Mm-hmm. Come on. Getting a job at the Subway sandwich place, they got your information. You pay taxes. If you pay taxes, the government knows who you are. And if they think they're hiding money, they come out and audit you. That's how they know who you are. So I don't know what
the
people
IRS.
Are.
Right.
Sure. So you really think that people are saying, well, I'm not going to do this because they have your information already. I mean, to be completely
well, they have
off
the
grid.
The address and the phone number. They know your Social Security number, but they never really have
right.
a way of making it so easy, of so centralizing it until Facebook came along. And Facebook got millions and then a billion, then 2 billion people just volunteering their information. Volunteering
sure.
what they like, what they want for Christmas, what they gave on the birthday, what kind of friends they have. Oh, my God. You know, but...
How about this? If you want to, you go to a site. I forgot the name of the site. It says here, if you're looking for somebody, right? Let's say you have an old friend you're looking mm-hmm. for. Then there'll be a little ad underneath. Do you want to see if they have a criminal record? Just put their name in here, and we'll see if they have a criminal record, and then
right.
pay us $20, and we'll search them and see if they've been. I mean, come on. If you have a cell phone, they got your personal record.
You can bring Tollbag if you want. If he just mutes himself, I don't want to be responsible for him not not being himself on the show.
Cole, are you there? Cole, did you get busted?
What did he do? Smoke a joint while he's walking?
He's smoking
door?
A joint. He doesn't know where
that
he
would
is.
Be him. That
he's
would
smoking
be
a joint down New York.
Absolutely.
Cole. Anyway, Joel, did you hear that Donald Trump called a horse a junkie?
No, I didn't. Oh, you know what though? You know what I did do?
What?
I took a compilation of the things that Donald Trump said.
Right.
And I didn't listen to them all. I listened to a few of them. And even without the editing, he does sound kind of wacky. But I have to admit that, you know, just by the way that he sounded when he started out 2015, he sounded wacky. But he didn't sound like Biden. Biden literally sounds like he doesn't know where he is.
I agree.
I know what the problem is with Trump, though. I know what the problem is. Well, was with Trump.
Okay.
He had. Have you ever heard of the expression called spoonerism? That happens to me.
No, never heard of it.
Spoonerism is when you have two thoughts in your head, right? You're supposed to be thinking of one, but you have two thoughts, and you're trying to combine both of them into one sentence, and only one thought should really do. So you sound, you know, you sound like you got your head up your ass. So that's what he, you know, that's what he sounds like. And I know because there are times when I try to say something, and I'm thinking of two things at once, and I got to slow my brain down. Because Trump is not an idiot, but he's not a good speaker either. I mean, he just doesn't know how to talk in public. So that's what I figured, you know, he probably did. Plus, he loves to repeat himself. I love it when he says, I do not repeat myself. I do not repeat myself. And you know, oh, Jesus.
He's an idiot.
There he is.
What do you think about the... He's back. What do you think about the vaccine?
Well, the you know, I like I told everybody, I had my second dose last Monday, I believe, of Pfizer. The inconsistencies that they're telling us is really bothering me. You know, we found out that they kept pushing this herd immunity for us for a long period of time that gave Biden his army of soldiers to vaccinate us, and then we found out later, the scientists said last week, we're not going to reach it, and there's no such thing as a herd thing. He made it up, which is pissed me off. Then they're currently right now, they just said, Fauci came on and said, well, one shot should be okay, and by July we should be able to wear no mask, or be no mask wearing, and because like, you guys are not consistent at all. What the fuck is going on here, you know? So I don't know, Joe.
I know.
I don't know. It's not consistent. What really got to me. Yeah, what do you think? What do you think about this?
Oh, the vaccine. I think the vaccine is fucking dangerous. They're not reporting all the incidences of the people that that are getting sick, not to mention the people that have died. Do you know the CDC itself has a site up? Because there were people on Donnie's show who went to it and found out that over 3 million people who had taken the vaccine had complained on the site about the side effects. But nobody hears about that. 3 million people. So I wouldn't take that vaccine unless they actually have a gun to my head. And when they have a gun to my head, then I'll take the vaccine. But right now, I'm not doing it.
Like I said, I don't know. I think, you know, I think Biden's doing his bullshit about get everybody vaccinated. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if it's about money. I don't know what the hell's going on. Because I go back to the basic thing. When you and I and other people went to school, we got a measles or mumps shot. We were not worried about Tommy or Billy who didn't take one. I mean, you're saying it's supposed to protect me? Cool. Then with the vaccine, they gave us this bullshit. Well, it's not about you. It's about what? It's about you infecting somebody else, or you're not you're protected, but they're not, and you can still be contagious. It was just too confusing. It was like when it's confusing like that, it's bullshit. What really got to me
is
a friend of mine. Yeah. What got to me last week, a friend of mine said she took a shot, and she's not supposed to take it till 16 more weeks. Her second dose, 16 weeks. I said 16 weeks. I had my sick when they told us to come back in 6 weeks. And then I'm saying, what is the potency expiration on this thing? How come 16 weeks? I mean, everything has a potency. Everything has an expiration date. What do you mean 16 weeks? Again, I'm beginning to wonder what the hell is going on here. I don't know. I don't know, Joe. I think I know I got my second shot last week. I know I'll get the perks. I know that I'll be on the front of the plane. I know that I could go to Dodger Stadium. I know I can go to a restaurant and eat with no mask on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Go ahead.
It's because people don't know because of the inconsistencies, as you're mentioning. Because of the confusion, people shouldn't take the shot.
Right.
Do you know that MIT, Stanford, who else? Some other places came out with the electronic microscopic evaluation of the virus and of the vaccine. First of all, they said the virus wasn't really a virus. And then there were people from years ago who said that any kind of vaccine that is going to be made for the coronavirus family is going to be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So then they advised not to take it years ago. And those people who advised that, their Facebook is canceling Facebook, Twitter, and I forget the other one. And YouTube. It's canceling out their memberships, just like that.
Really? Wow. You know, it's murky.
Hey, Brian, if you're sitting at the Laker game like courtside, you should flick LeBron James in the balls.
You should what? What?
Flick LeBron James in the balls.
Why would you flick LeBron James and the balls? You gotta quit
give
smoking.
Him a ball tip.
This is what it means. Why would any man could even think about touching LeBron James' balls
just
during
kick
the game?
Him in the balls, man.
You
just
said
him
flick
him
in the balls, like a little flick, like your hand so close. You know, you. What the hell?
I know.
There you go, Cole. This is why I got the sound bite. Listen, Cole.
Why are you gay? Why are you gay?
Why are you gay?
Why are you gay?
Sound like, why are you gay?
Why are you gay? I think...
No gay,
I don't know. I have nothing against gay people. Well, it's not
I'm
wrong
not gay.
Being gay, Cole. I didn't say you were. I mean, every straight man want to flick LeBron James in the balls.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
Just flick him in the balls. I'm just making a point that you're vaccinated. You could get so close to the action.
Why are you gay?
That was the obvious point. I'm sure everybody got.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right.
I don't know if I want to get, as you call his balls, some action. It makes me wonder.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Why are you
gay? The game.
I know.
Good topic.
Anyway, let's go with. So before you came in, Joe, we had a top story here. We're reading this top story. And so apparently this Spanish teacher, was on Zoom with, I guess, fourth, fifth graders. She's in trouble now because while she was on Zoom, she was sucking her male friend's nipple.
What a fucking idiot. She's a teacher and she has students looking on Zoom and she's fucking sucking on a friend's nipple.
Hola. Hola.
Yeah, I know.
Hola, nipple.
Hola, nipple.
Oh, man.
It says here.
I bet she's a fucking immigrant. That's all I got to hear that she's a fucking immigrant. That's all I got to hear.
Suck
his cock. Oh, of course, Cole.
You know, Cole, it's funny that you did not say lick her pussy, but you say suck. You're not gay.
Yeah, right. Nothing about, it's not about get the pussy enough. Wrap your lips around it.
I didn't say that. I said for sick for her.
I know. And I'm sure there's a point in there somewhere that has to do with some kind of political type of philosophy.
Yeah.
Why are you gay?
I'm so
gay. I just love that soundbite. All right.
Sounds like an Indian.
Somebody from India. Why are you gay?
Why are you gay? Look, let me not interrupt the festivities. Oh, God, are you breaking up now?
No, go ahead.
What are you doing?
Right.
Look, I'm going to see you guys later. I'm going to do some other shit now.
All right.
Take it easy.
Take care, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So apparently, that's what happened. It added that a child identified as student A said that during the Zoom call, she observed Fletcher eating spaghetti and an unidentified shirtless male in her Zoom window background for about 3 minutes, at which point Fletcher then put her mouth on the man's chest. Student A continued that Fletcher then resumed teaching and discussing a worksheet. The Special Commissioner of Investigation for New York City School District said it's investigating, then launched an investigation after received a confidential complaint. According to the report that's filed on October 29, 2020, investigators examined two digital files that were taken during the Zoom session. One file contained a Snapchat file that contained a screenshot of a video that showed Fletcher putting her face on the man's chest. A second video also showed Fletcher putting her face into the man's chest. Time she rocked her head back and forth, possibly indicating an act of sucking. The report continued, following this act, Fletcher's face returned to the view of the screen as she gyrated her shoulders and smiled. Both video files were consistent and demonstrated the same behavior and the same participant similarly dressed. Students later shared the videos of Fletcher and the man on Snapchat, as well as other social media sites. When the SCI requested Fletcher attend an interview with his investigators, the teacher acted though her attorney. Her attorney, really? I mean, really, kids? Really? So she put her thing, kissed his nipple. Really? Now we have to get to an attorney? This is a crime? Seriously? The teacher acted through her attorney and citing her status as a tenured teacher declined to be questioned by them. Now, when you're tenured, it's hard to get rid of you. You can do anything you want. Don't mess with the union. The report also mentioned that Fletcher had been reassigned during the investigation. It added disciplinary action should be taken against the teacher. The SCI also recommended policy and procedures action should be carried out. Among its recommendations, that employees who work with students via remote learning should be properly trained and not properly trained? I mean, what are you talking about? You mean properly programmed, not trained. What do you mean properly trained? Well, you're an adult. We cannot pull down your shirt. You cannot do sexual things and this. Now you're trained. We know better. When I hear properly trained and you got to go into some kind of training thing, it tells me properly brainwashed. You know, as far as I know, I haven't done it on Zoom, but I've been hearing things that you think you're off camera and all of a sudden you come back and you're on camera, that kind of thing. I remember there's one woman that was having a conference. She was on Zoom. She was so busy talking on Zoom that she went to the bathroom and she sat on the toilet while she was talking on Zoom and they were seeing her and she forgot the camera. There's a lot of things that can happen here. But sucking a man's nipple, is that considered sexual? If you really think about it, men do not, they go to the beach with no shirts on. Is a man's nipple a sexual object? I know a woman's is because she has to keep it covered, but a man's nipple? If it's a man's nipple considered a sex object, thinking he should cover it up or we should wear a shirt. But it's not considered a sexual part of your body, then so what? And can these kids are that, these are not the kids who are complaining. These are adults. Kids are thinking it's funny. Let kids be kids. They're sitting around on Snapchat and everything. They're having a good time. Nobody's damaged by this, this Puritan way of us thinking that this person should be properly trained. Properly trained what? Not to suck a man's nipple on camera? I think she should know that. When I hear properly trained, I hear properly brainwashed. But it says here the technical aspects of remote learning, but also advise on appropriate and acceptable behavior while interacting remotely with students. One of those recommendations includes not letting non-classroom participants appear in the educational videos, and that teachers should not be eating, snacking, smoking, or vaping. Is that really, do a teacher needs to be know that, that they should not have other people beside them while they're on Zoom? Should they, this is proper training, you should not be eating. Can't you just say, don't, these are the rules? Why do you need training? Not to be eating, snacking, smoking, or vaping. Smoking or vaping, I can understand smoking or vaping. Snacking? Shut up. Why, when can you just be a human being? So there you go. She has to have a lawyer for that.
Wow, that's crazy.
There you go. Yeah, this is where the world is turning to, right?
But they, but you know, the girl and that guy, they was probably doing a good job with whatever they was doing sexually. So the person not complaining probably mad because, hell, you know, some people suck better than others. Who knows? Instead of
that's
complaining,
true.
They should be clapping.
True. I mean, you know, King, what, I mean, if you and I were in a class and everything, we'd go, damn, okay, this is going viral. I mean, that shit is going to go on TikTok. You know, that's what I'm thinking. I'm not thinking I'm traumatized
yeah.
and,
yeah.
oh, my God, she should get an attorney. It's like we laugh at her. What happened to that shit? You know, we're getting too serious all the fucking time.
Crazy.
Which will lead to this story. How about this? 18-year-old and her boyfriend tried to kill her father in his sleep. An 18-year-old and her boyfriend tried to kill her father in his sleep. They tried to kill him with a meat tenderizer and a wooden rod.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. A meat tenderizer. That's like a hammer, isn't it? Isn't it a big old heavy thing? That's like a hammer. A young woman and her boyfriend have been charged with attempted murder for allegedly trying to kill her father in his sleep with a meat tenderizer and a wooden rod earlier this year. Gabriella Alexis Laws and her lover, Joshua Fitterhan, both 18, they got locked up in Bellevue for charges attempted murder. Why would they kill their father with a...
I guess yeah. that's called white meat gone bad.
The other white meat, right?
Bad.
It just went bad. Yeah, let me tenderize this shit. Wow. And Bellevue authorities claim that the victim's wife called them early January about finding her 59-year-old husband in bed unresponsive. Doctors at the hospital reportedly put him in a medically induced coma because of brain bleeding and fractures in his skull. According to the outlet, the victim, Robert Laws, told investigators that he did not remember the attack during the interview, but he suggested that Fentaham could have been responsible because a dispute they had, meaning that her daughter's boyfriend. He allegedly, Fitham allegedly said that he and Gabriella, his daughter, and her parents argued about him sneaking in and out of her home. The elder law did not want him there between midnight and 7 a.m. All right. You're a parent, King. I go to parents. So dude was sneaking in her bedroom window between midnight and 7 a.m. The father says he didn't want that happening anymore. That's what the fight was about. Now, here's the hard part. They're both 18. Does the father have the right? Now, King, are you one of these guys, like, as long as you're in my house, you do my rules, no matter how old you are. You could be, if your kids are 30 years old and they're still living in your house, and they come up to you and going, Daddy, you know what I mean? You know, Bobby's going to be spending the night over. She's 20, you know, she's 23 and maybe he's 33. Do you respect them as an adult? Do you, what's the talk? You respect my house and he can sleep over, but respect my house? Or do you say, oh, hell no. My rules,
yeah,
my house. What do you do?
I'm going to make sure, like, make sure my kids respect my house regardless, you know. So, I mean, at that age, if they're married, then they can do what they want. You know what I mean? They can do what they want, but if they're not married, you know, I won't be letting them, you know, shacking up nothing like that, you know. So, but, yeah. Got to respect the household, you know.
You got to. Yeah, but are you a strict my rules, my house thing? Let me, you know, or are you, do you, for instance, let's say your kid is 17 years old, 17 girl. She's writing a diary, you know, it could be anything. It could be anything. What I did at school today or who I like, whatever, okay? Whatever. You see the diary on her dresser in her room. Do you read it, or do you respect her privacy? What do you do? My rules, my house. Go ahead.
I'm going to be reading it because, for one, she ain't grown yet, you know. And, you know, she's 17, so she's still considered a child, you know. So I'm going to be reading that diary so I can know what's going on. I mean, I got to know what's going on in her life. You know, because,
really?
And that's where us parents messed up at. You know what I mean? We feel like, we shouldn't be so nosy. And, you know, I mean, us parents, man, back then, some of these parents, man, they would watch their children and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Go through, look the diary, make sure. You know what I mean? Because back then, you know, I mean, you had kids sneaking guns to school. So that made more parents check their child's room, make sure they know what's going on. And that's what they should be doing nowadays. Nowadays, they don't do that no more. And that's why you got these kids coming out the closet. You got kids killing themselves. You got all kind of crazy stuff going on. That's because the parents let the news and the media and all this other stuff tell them that they're wrong, you know what I mean? And so, you know, me, I'm old school. Yes, I'm very strict because, you know, at the end of the day, I believe if you're a strict parent and you raise your child up the right way that they should go, I truly believe that will keep them from getting in a lot of trouble, you know? And, you know, some parents don't agree to doing that. But I always feel if you raise your child up the right way they should go, and you know, do what you're supposed to do and be strict, I truly believe them as the children that will be successful. And you know, I mean, versus to them, like, end up getting hurt and killed and all that stuff, you know. So I mean, if you as a parent, you know, you will probably feel the same way when it comes to checking on the child and seeing what they're doing, because, you know, you're around that era around my parents, and y'all got to see a whole lot of stuff going on. You know what I mean? And so much has done changed.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, you would ask that as a responsible, but maybe I don't want to know. It's one of those things that... I had a 16-year-old girl, right? And, you know, she's my daughter. She's fine as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to go, yeah. Okay, let's just say for conversation's sake. Maybe she'll take after her mother and look like a horse. But what I'm trying to say is I don't know. If I saw the diary right there, 16 years old, I don't know if I can handle that. I don't know if I would read it. I'm being honest with you. I don't know, because there might be some shit in there that I find out what's going on at school, or that might be the kid around the corner that I thought was a nice guy, and I feel like that he's a crackhead, you know, or she lost her virginity, and I'm hearing the details of how she feels. I don't know if I want to do that. I'm not a parent, but I'm just trying to put my head there. I think what I would do, I would not read it. I would tell her the truth that I want to read it. I'm afraid to find out what's in that shit. I'll use it as the opportunity. Do you have something to tell me? Or am I going to find out later? Or do I read the book before the movie comes out? See, because the thing that I would have with me is that she'll know I read it. You know, they do their little booby traps. Maybe they'll bend the page, or there'll be, or it's not put a certain, I don't know, but there's going to be some. But then I would start looking at her differently, you know? The relationship that we had, if she's my little girl at 16, and, you know, we had daddy and daughter time, but then I'll start looking at her differently. She's going to be wondering what's wrong, because I know she's turning into a woman. I would kind of ruin our friendship. I would be afraid of that. What do you think? I mean, you're right, but you can't stop it. Okay, let's say you can't stop what's going to happen, even if you see it. It's not like she's going to not be those girls' friends anymore, or not date that boy anymore, or all of a sudden you read it and she's going to be a straight A student. She's still going to do the same shit, but just hide it more. Just hide more shit from you. You're the parent. Tell me what to do. You know, that's the thing I'd be afraid of, is that I'll call her out, read her shit. Our relationship is going to change. She's not going to change at all, but she'll just be more careful in hiding shit better that I don't find out. And I'm going to always be wondering what's going on with her from that point on. You know, it'll change. Help me out, King. You're the father. You tell me. Advise me what to do. Do you read it? And
to continue on what I was saying earlier, I want to add on to it. Right now, the problem is so many parents, they worry about themselves. They're not even worrying about the child no more. You know what I'm saying? They're not worrying about their teenager. You know, they're giving their teenagers phones and, you know. And so the problem is, as a father, you know, you may feel like you're doing wrong when you go behind their back and you know, look in their stuff. So then you have to tell yourself, look, I'm the parent, there's a child. So then you got to let that child know, look, don't hide anything from me, because chances are if you're hiding something from me and something happens, I'm going to find out anyway. You know what I mean? And so as a father, you just really have to let that child know, look, you don't have to hide anything from me, because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help, you know. And you know, you may, as a parent, you may find something, you may get upset, but what's more better than if you find something they're doing, you sit down, you talk to them, give them that pep talk, as they say, and I'm telling you, they will feel so much better than versus going, sneaking behind them and all that stuff. So that's the reason why, you know, like with my kids, man, look, my kids is getting older. You know what I mean? Like I was looking at some old pictures, man. I said, damn, they're getting older on me. You know what I mean? And so it's like, I try to tell these parents, you start now by getting on them. You know what I mean? So that's the way when they get older, they will be more comfortable to want to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as now in my situation, you know, I told my girls, look, daddy may not want to hear some of these things, but I would rather you come to me and say, hey, daddy, I need to talk to you about something. It's something girly, you know. So then I can let my sister know, look, I need them to talk to you, and then go from there. You know what I'm saying? Then my sister can inform me, then that's the way me and my sister and my daughters both can sit and talk and have conversations, you know what I mean? Because, you know, in my situation, I'm not going to sit here and say that my daughters may or may not feel comfortable talking with me about certain things. And so, you know, that's the reason why, like, in this situation, yeah, anybody who's got teenage kids, I don't care how a person feels. Do your part as do your part as a parent. See what they're doing. Make sure they're not getting into drugs. Make sure they're not out there having sex or whatever. You know, talk to them, and you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, that small talk, it may change their life. You know what I mean? Because right now, you got parents who don't even spend time with their children, you know? And so these children feel like, oh, well, my daddy, they don't care, you know what I mean? You know? So,
I hear you, King, and you're going to get there because that's going to drive you crazy. My argument is, why should they spend time with you when, you know, the mistakes, again, I have no children. I'm just trying to pretend. The mistake that I think parents do is give them, now I understand security, I hear, I'm going to say it, a phone too young. I'm hearing parents giving a phone to 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, and I know the argument, well, at least if something happens, they can call me, or I'm there, I track it. I think giving a phone to a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, 9-year-old, I think that's the first mistake of why should they talk to me when they, you know, they could text their friends, they're on the website, they're looking at all this shit.
And then they pull that, oh, well, if something happens to them, they can call them. Okay, well, at the end of the day, shit, I would say from the time a baby is born until the age of, I'm going to say 14, that's when that child should really be with you. You know what I mean? And, you know, you be with that child. Shouldn't nothing be happening, period, to where you got to say, oh, just in case, you know, you need to call the police or whatever. No. You know, you're a parent. You need to make sure that parent's with you at all times. Now, 14, 15, yeah, you know what I mean? Depending on where you're living at, you know, you may be able to get a little summer job, or you may be able to start doing sports, you know what I mean? That's fine. Mm-hmm. But even if you got a summer job going, the parents still need to do their random checkup, make sure the child is at work, or if they're doing activities, you know what I mean? The parents still need to make sure that they're doing their sports and all that stuff, you know what I mean? And stay there until it's time to pick them up, you know? But, you know, these parents give these kids too much leverage, you know what I mean? I tell people right now, my kids, they don't have cell phones. They don't have anything electronic because that's, I believe, when you start giving kids all that stuff at that age, you're taking away their childhood, you know? I believe you are. You know? And so, like, my kids, they don't play with none of them electronics. You know what I mean? The only time they play with the electronics is pretty much right now because they got the iPads to go to school. That's it. But still, I tell them that's not a toy. That's for you to learn on, so don't get it confused, you know? But I teach them to, you know, play with each other, use your own imagination, do stuff. Like, my kids, they love to draw. They love to, you know, make the origamis and make stuff out of paper. You know what I mean? That's how you do it as a child. Use your imagination and do fun stuff. You know what I mean? But you know, people want to get their kids cell phones, and I believe when you start doing that, then you're raising your child too quick. You know what I mean? Because they're able to do whatever they want to. You know what I'm saying? And I just think it's horrible.
You're right. And to transition to what you're saying, you know, parents don't realize, and we go with the kid's phone, and you can do a lot of, these kids go to school, and there's always that kid going, well, you know, to tell you what app to do or what to do so your parents won't find out. But these are the top 10 apps. And then I want to talk about, now your kids are adults. After I tell you the app, we'll go there. Now your kids are adults, and you find that the kids are now, and they're no longer kids, they're adults, they're they have, your kids have kids, right? So now they're adults. They find themselves living with you, you know, the parents. When do you stop parenting and start respecting them as adults? Or, I mean, we go with the same basic thing. My house, my rules. But I understand your house and your rules. But when do the parents start understanding that, okay, my house, my rules, but you're also an adult, so I got to give you the freedom to be who you are? Or do you ever give them the freedom to be who they are? That you're always choking them, or you're watching every move they do, and you're still parenting them when they're still in your house. Isn't that a mistake? If I'm 26 years old, I have to go home for some reason. I'll have to live at home. I'm 26 years old, you know? And I'm living with my parents. When do they stop parenting me and start respecting me as an adult and start respecting me that, okay, I'm grown now. I understand the basic thing, but if I go out at 10 o'clock and I decide to come home the next night, I'm an adult. I don't need to be asked where I've been or who I was with or what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So do you ever stop parenting? We're going to get into that a little later, but these are the top 10 apps that you parents should know about. That's on your kid's phone, like yep. King just said. He doesn't give his kids any electronics, but there are some parents out there that will say, they'll use the excuse, well, if she had a phone, I can always call her, and she better pick up yep. the third time. Or
Some of these parents, they want to get them these Metro PCS
right.
phones and all that stuff. And technically,
right.
they don't even have to get them all that. They just need to get them a regular basic phone where they can just do nothing but call. That's all. You know what I mean?
Like a burner
phone.
They give
these kids phones. Yeah.
Yeah.
They give these kids phones.
And then you can just add minutes. Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea, King, because you get the, you just add the minutes, and they would have to ask you, say, my minutes are done. That's one way of tracking them. I agree with you.
Exactly.
But go ahead.
But,
yeah.
But the problem is these parents want to get these kids these Metro PCS phones and these Verizons and T-Mobiles and all that stuff. And, I mean,
right.
it's fine if you know what you're doing. You know what I mean? So I
right.
try to tell these parents, look, if you're going to get one of these kids these expensive cell phones, make mm-hmm. sure that you have them all on a contract or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, basically have it to where everything comes in the mail. And, for an example, each phone number, it'll be a list
mm-hmm.
of things that they're doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Basically, you can track that stuff down on paper because they can send it
mm-hmm.
to you in the mail. But some
mm-hmm.
people, I'm just going to be honest with you, the rules didn't change so much. Some of these parents don't care, you know? Some of these parents don't care, and it's sad because that OnlyFans page, look, that OnlyFans page got these young teenage girls getting money right now, and the parents
yeah,
are trying to figure out where the hell is money coming from.
I,
you know what I'm saying?
And then
these parents they don't pay attention to their child, and then, you know, the child will wait till the parents aren't home, and they'll order these little debit cards or whatever so they can be able to put the money on the OnlyFans. And I know about all that stuff, man, you know?
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
I mean, and then, too, anybody that's listening right now, you probably got
mm-hmm.
little cousins or somebody doing the same stuff, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it's sad because all you're doing is you're just giving in. You're giving in by not saying anything to them. You know what I mean? Like, okay, if you see your niece or your granddaughter, somebody on Facebook, and they taking
mm-hmm.
some sexy pictures, something
mm-hmm.
that a child normally shouldn't do, then that's
mm-hmm.
when you need to step in and say something, you know? Just like I had a
Yeah, but
I,
what,
I
do, you,
a
what do you step in and say? If that's your cousin,
I did that. I did that last year. I did that
oh,
last
did you really?
Year, and I told my cousin, I said, why does your daughter have grown men on her page? I said,
mm.
none of these men is our family members. I said, I know who we related to, and, you know, and you know what? I laughed at him. I did. I laughed at him, and I said, I laughed at him, and then you know what he said? Well,
what?
I, you know, whatever her mama is showing her or doing, I can't, you know, she won't listen to me. I let her mama deal with that. And I said, hold on, man. I said, look, family, I said, but you're the father. I said, you need to step in and do that. But, mm-hmm. you know, but the girl is 18 now. She's grown. Mm-hmm. So it is mm-hmm. what it is now, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I just, just like remember when I was on your show a while back and I told mm-hmm. you how, I don't know if I told you, but my niece has an Instagram and it was grown men following her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when I seen
right.
that, I flipped the fuck out. I called her and told my mm-hmm. sister, I said, look, you need to get her phone. You need to go through it. So I guess after she went through my niece's phone,
mm-hmm.
my niece made a backup page. And I'm
right.
like, you know, like I told my niece, I'm not trying to get you in trouble. I said, but I'm looking out for you. I said, because people can be very sick. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And so, uh-huh. I mean, people are just very sick. But, you know, it just goes back to really just letting a child enjoy their childhood. You know, they made it look cool giving these kids cell phones and tablets and all that stuff. Man, all they
right.
doing is conditioning your child, man. They conditioning your child for the world. So the world can be able to get inside them guts and fuck. And I hate to say it that way, but that's exactly what they're doing, you know. Sad, man.
Yeah. I just picture you as a teacher in health.
Yeah.
And these kids are like
yeah.
fifth grade. All y'all want to do is get in an app and fuck. I ain't playing with y'all. I know what y'all doing.
Yeah.
But you're right.
It's crazy.
You're right.
I mean, I see over here where I live at, some of these parents, there's this one parent in particular, and she lets her daughter walk out the house very, very just something that a 15-year-old shouldn't be wearing
right.
or anything.
I hear.
And, you know, the sad part about it is, you know, when a daughter see the mama doing stuff, and
right.
the mother feels it's okay, then the daughter's gonna do it, and that's what's going on with the world. You know what I mean? The parents be clubbing and do all these crazy stuff, and then when the kids start doing it, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why I say it takes the village to raise kids now, because the parents not gonna do it. So.
You know what I think when I hear these kids do it, and this is going to sound really bad, but it's in my head.
Yeah.
Is that?
Oh yeah.
These kids. Okay, here we go. I don't really want to say it. I don't believe we keep thinking kids are innocent. We keep thinking kids don't lie. Kids are innocent.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah. When I hear, you know, girl walks out like a grown-ass woman or a stripper or whatever, or a hoe, let's
yeah.
just call it what it is.
Yeah.
And she knows exactly what she's doing. When
oh, yeah.
If you got a kid who's 16 on OnlyFans and she's making in the money, she knows what she's doing. She's not, and the reason she's making that money is because she knows exactly what she's doing. And we want to put that title kids there all the time because we want to keep them innocent or whatever. If a kid's on there at 15, 14, 15, 16, and they're making some bank, she knows exactly what she's doing. And it may not be sexual for her. I think kids get off on control. I don't think they get off on a sexual thing. It's that they can control a grown-ass person what to do. I'm reaching here, you know what I mean? Then you could role play. Let's say a grown ass man going, you know, talking to a 14-year-old. You look mighty cute today. She knows how she's dressed with her peers and get her attention. And then that 14-year-old can say, well, yeah, I always look good, but you're an old man. He goes, well, I'll pay you like $25 if you just smile for me and pull that down, kid. And I think it's not so much sexually. I think it's more that the kid has control over an adult. That she can make in a grown-ass
yep.
man to do something that normally she
yep.
could not do because she has. Now, that's what I'm thinking, a little part of it. So I'm not
yep.
thinking that we got a lot of horny-ass 13s or 16s are running around. I
yeah.
think that their kick or their or their fun is controlling other people and making them do their shit and getting shit from them. I think that's the game.
Well, I mean, and you're right, you know what I mean? But you're also right too about the young ones being, you know, what they are, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but the matter of the story and the problem right now is these parents are not being parents no more, you know? I mean, I'm telling you, I live in the hood, bro. I live in the hood in South Phoenix, Arizona, man. Like, the area that I live in is probably, it's one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in Phoenix, you know what I'm saying? And I've seen a lot of bloodshed over here, man. And I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, the children that I see over here, the parents ain't no better, man, you know?
Right.
And it's sad because the girls, they walk around here, they doing fast-ass shit. And I try not to be nobody's parent, you know what I mean? But it's hard because they're innocent, you know what I'm saying? What I mean by innocent, what I mean is they're innocent as if they really don't know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't know what they're doing, but they think it's cool because they see others doing it or they're being told about it. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, just like a friend of mine in particular, you know, I told him and his wife, I said, if I see your daughter out here doing something, I'm going to let y'all know. But they talk to their children. They tell their children the wrong, the rights, all that stuff, you know what I mean? But it's the parents over here, and it's the parents in the world that don't teach their child anything. They don't talk to them, you know what I mean? And so pretty much, like, the being ghetto, the being hoish, slutty, dressing off ass, that shit is promoted, man. It's promoted, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody think that Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj and all the mothers, man, it's promoted, you know what I'm saying? But even if it's promoted, you still got to use your brain and realize that, okay, this child is a child and he's staying in a child's place, but it don't happen that way no more, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's a mess.
I agree with you 100%.
But then, too, when you think about it, we really don't have any positive influences, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we do have some white females, some black female positive influences, but they're not promoted enough, you know what I mean? The industry doesn't try to promote that no more, you know what I'm saying? So,
You know, King, I hear what you're saying because I lived in a hood. I mean, Beverly Hood, man. Woo! They call me Waffles, Beverly Hood. You know, people riding around with these Gucci bags and shit, man. Woo!
Yeah.
But, you know, I ask people before they make judgments, seriously, have you ever been hungry? Because I did. I lived in Philly. I lived in a hood. I lived in Inglewood. I lived in Compton. And when you're hungry, man, and let's say your mother's addicted or your father's addicted or they're hardly there, or maybe they're working two jobs just to pay the frickin' rent and you're eating Top Ramen. But when you're hungry, real hungry, and you're 13 and you go on OnlyFans, I don't know. I'm trying to think if I was 13, 14. I mean, people, see, we could talk about this shit on a full stomach. You know what I'm saying? We could talk about this shit while we have a car and while we got some money coming in and roofs over our head. But we got to remember there are kids out there who go to school just to get a free lunch. And they're hungry. So, I'm trying to put myself in a situation where you have a kid, and if they're having SNAP, the SNAP program, and they only get in a good meal at school because maybe you had a parent who's working two or three jobs or a parent who's addicted and they're not being taken care of and they're hungry, and then all of a sudden they're on OnlyFans and she's making all this money, you know what? I'm going to have to give her a pass. What do you think? I know it's wrong, but I just got to be honest.
What do you think? You are very right, you know, because I would have to give them a pass, too, because, and I'm saying this because I've seen this stuff happen, man, and it's so sad. You know, the parents, the parents be so caught up into work that, you know, they want to stay on top of the bills, and, you know, they don't want any of the messing up going on, and they'll forget to pay their child lunch tuition and all this other stuff. And, I mean, oh, yeah. So, I mean, if a child has to do what they have to do, I mean, hey, do it. But I just feel that's really sad, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it is
like I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm happy you brought that up right now because I was going to say it, but that's what I want to do. Like soon as I start, you know, building up my funds, like I want to start using this show to reach out to kids in high school or wherever that need lunch tuition, you know what I mean? Because I'm sure we got people that's listening right now who may know somebody that needs lunch tuition, and I would be willing to put $50 on their lunch tuition, you know what I'm saying? But I would need to be shown some proof that it's going on lunch and that they're actually eating, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to be honest with you, they don't have that type of stuff no more. You know what I mean? You know all those budget cuts that Trump did when he was in office.
Right.
You know, a lot of those budget cuts. Well, hopefully Biden had brought those back, because those budget cuts that Trump did for the school, that school funding was being used for students who couldn't afford to eat. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, I would definitely give a teenager, either a man or a boy or girl, you know what I mean? I would give them a pass because it happens like that, you know, and it's very sad, you know.
Right.
Very sad. Yeah. So
it is. Right. You know, it's so easy to do the judgment when you got a, you know, full belly and you got this, but you got a kid who's alone, and you got a kid mother who or father not there, and she's just trying to survive until her 18. You know, it's sad, but it's reality, man. It's reality.
Yeah.
So
sad.
I would like to, that's nice of you, King. I would like to do that too. But it's hard to know where it's going unless you actually go to the school and say, you know, and I don't know this, unless they have some kind of name that you can fill up their weekly Visa card so they can eat, you know, because you couldn't give a teenager money.
The best way to start that out is, you know, because I've been doing some research on it, and instead of me just giving that child the money, I was going to call certain schools. You know, I'm just going to randomly call and find out if there's any – I was going to find out if there's any students who need money on their lunch tuition. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
basically
you just let them know who you are and just say, look, you know, I'm wanting to put some money – on some kids' books, my books, on the lunch tuition, and I guarantee you, there are a few schools that will definitely say okay, and you know, just tell them you ain't even got to pick a lot, so you can just pick like five, you know what I'm saying, and basically tell them, you know, give you five students, and each student you'll put that much money on there. And boom, you know what I'm saying? And all you got to do is just have them send you an email showing that happened, and boom, I'm telling you. See, these are things that I want to do, you know what I'm saying? Because I look at all these, and I hate to say it like this, but I look at all these pussy-ass celebrities taking their money, buying cars, not doing shit. And me, I want to give back, man.
Right.
That's just, I just want to give back, you know. I want to give back, and that's just me, you know. Like
you want to sponsor a child,
but
you want to sponsor.
Exactly. I want to sponsor a school. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I really don't even want to sponsor a school because I don't really want my name out there like that. You know what I mean? Like I just want to do it low key. And the reason why I said I want to do it low key is because I don't want a recognition for that. You know what I mean? I just want to do something that these so-called government don't even do nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't think about that stuff. You know what I mean? And so even if it's not a high school or middle school that I do, I'll probably do one of each. I'll probably do one elementary school 1 month, one middle school 1 month, and then one high school 1 month, because they need to know that somebody cares, man, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. And we do,
you know?
And we will. We'll
yep.
get to that point.
Oh, yeah.
And that's pretty good of you, King.
Yep.
And that's going by what we're
yep.
going to go, we're going to talk about right now. It's a good transition, because
yes.
you and I were talking about children who have
yeah.
these phones.
Yeah.
And these are the apps. And here it is right here. It's a complete guide to potentially dangerous apps for kids. The title of what I put in are, these are apps that parents should know their kids are using. They probably have no idea. So you're out there, parents or grandparents, whoever you are. This is a list that they compiled that tweens, they use the word tweens, I hate that, tweens I'm thinking is not yet a teenager, it's like maybe 11, 12, or maybe could be 10, 11, and 12 before they get to teenagers, and teens are flocking. These are the apps that they're using. Here we go. Number 10, you guys already guessed some of the apps that are on here. Number 10 is called Bigo Live, B-I-G-O. B-I-G-O Live.
Okay.
These are
yeah.
apps that kids are using from 10 years old and younger to teenagers. What is Bigo Live? Well, let me see. The purpose of Bigo Live is a live streaming app. It is rated for teens 17 and up. Who are teens 17 and up? There's no such thing as teens, well, 17, 18, 19. Okay. Teens 17 up, users can blog about their lives, live stream video game play, and they can host their own shows. Why parents should worry about this? There is no age verification, and users have to provide personal info like their age and location. This is a place where bullying, nudity, violence, and profanity is common. So your kid who is 10 years old, if he's on Bigo Live, B-I-G-O Live, they're streaming live, the private information is kept, and this is a place where they're bullying, nudity, violence, and profanity is common. That's an app you got to watch. If your kid has that on their phone, you got a problem. And here's another. Here's number 9. It's called Telonym, T-E-L-L-O-N-Y-M, number 9. Why should parents worry about this? Well, here's the purpose of the app. The purpose is that you remain anonymous. It's a message app. It calls itself the most honest place on the Internet. This app is extremely popular in middle school and high school.
Oh, yeah.
And it allows kids to ask and answer questions anonymously. Why parents should worry about it? Yeah. Well, it is a regular occurrence to see cyberbullying, violent threats, and sexual contact. It also offers unmonitored access to the Internet. The age restrictions
yep.
are inconsistent, ranging from 12 years old to 16. But this app is inappropriate for anyone younger than 11. And that's what it is. Violent threats, cyberbullying, and sexual contact. These are the three, what do you call them? Usual suspects. Cyberbullying, violent threats, and sexual contact. Those three exist there. So if your kid has that and he's in high school, Number 8. These are apps that your parents should know about your kids are using. You're going to be surprised what number 8 is. YouTube. YouTube is a place to house and share your videos. Okay, why parents should worry about it? Inappropriate content has been sliced into both all ages content and children content. For example, my 3-year-old just heard a great video and wants the CD called I Don't Give a Damn. And you just got caught in my web. As much as we love the song, my 3-year-old wants a T-shirt. All right, here we go. Number seven. You guys know what number seven is. These are apps that parents should be worried about. TikTok. Why should parents be worried about TikTok? Well, same thing. The purpose of TikTok is an app for creating and sharing short videos. Users can create short music videos of 3 to 15 seconds and short looping videos of 3 to 60 seconds. It encourages users to express themselves creatively through video. Some special effects can be added to the videos. Why should the parents be worried about this? Well, 13 is supposed to be the age, minimum age, but there isn't a real way to validate their age, so anyone can... Yeah.
Man, that TikTok ain't
just, exact. Do they really? Is there nude on TikTok?
Man, they be on there doing some wild stuff, man. That's what I'm saying.
Really?
I'm saying, like, these parents, man, they don't be watching everything that their kids be doing. Like, it's horrible. I mean,
really? And it says
crazy,
here,
man.
But King, here's where it's scary. It says, here's why you should be worried about TikTok if you're a parent. All accounts are set to public so strangers can contact your children. Strangers can contact your children because every profile is public on TikTok. As
correction,
Coles,
Brian. The usual suspects are Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, and Kevin. Back to you, man.
Yeah, Epstein, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Trump, usual suspects.
Bill Gates.
Yeah. And you can go on Cole's app called TikTok.
That's TikTok.
It's a TikTok. TikTok. Oh, man. And here you go. Here you go. I never heard of this app. Number six, Banuba. 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 I don't know what that is. It's an app that provides features such as a face changer, live filter, funny effects, and mask. And it could be applied to your photos, videos, and selfies. What's wrong with that? That sounds innocent. Why parents should be worried? Well, it offers an auto-renew subscriptions per week, month, and year. So this is another app where kids can easily run up charges. There are also a lot of ads that pop up throughout the experience. As with any reality app, parents may be concerned about how pictures and videos are expressed, blah, blah, blah. Number five, I never knew about this. It's called Among Us. Purpose of this app is an online multiplayer deduction game. It takes place in space. Players take one of the two roles, then they try to determine who the imposter are. It requires 4 to 10 players to start a game. That sounds innocent enough. Why should parents be worried about this? The game was hacked, and the hacker messaged players with promotions to visit the YouTube channel and server. They both contain racist language, gore, pornography, extremist political views. The hackers also sent disturbing messages right within the game. In addition, parents might be concerned about their children playing multiplayer games with strangers you don't even know. Wow. We go with number four, Chatmaster. My parents should be worried about it. This isn't really a dangerous app, but if you don't pay to remove the ads, they can be overwhelming. Also, you cannot customize responses. Okay. Number three, Game Pigeon. Game Pigeon is a gaming app. Why should parents be worried about it? This app has a purchasing available for younger children so they can run up the money, run up the bill. Number two, Parler is the number two app. This is the Donald Trump app where people like Donald Trump. Parler is a conservative app. Why people should be worried about? The Parler app is becoming confused with Parler. Oh, okay. This one is Parlor, that app, if being confused with Parler, Parlor, that's the app that extreme Christian, the cult, kind of right-wing views. The number one app that kids are downloading and they're having problems and it's very dangerous, the number one is called Zoomerang. We knew that was coming. Zoomerang is one of the most popular apps right now. It's a simple video creator that allows you to capture short videos, apply filters, and add special effects and background music. You can share these videos on social media. It is most popular for helping people create videos for Instagram and TikTok. Zoomerang is known for its simplified tutorials which make video creating and editing accessible to almost everyone, including younger kids, with access to child's iPhone or any mobile. Why should parents be worried? One of the features that is cause for concern with Zoomerang is location tracking. This can allow online predators to see where your child is located when using the app. The Zoomerang app is rated E for everyone, but as is the case anywhere where your child can share videos of themselves, there is risk involved. It is easy to screenshot portions of a video to manipulate them and to take brief moments out of context. Cyberbullying does occur, Rick. There you go. The number one app that parents should be worried about is called Zoomerang. There you go. These are the apps that you should be worried about. And we'll be right back because I need something to drink. Cole, what are you doing? Last thing we heard, you're walking down the street. You were high. Where did you end up? Where did you end up? Well, when Cole finds out where he is, he'll let us know. We'll be right back.
I'm in my Airbnb.
You're where?
I'm in my Airbnb.
Oh, you're in your Airbnb. Oh, so you just went out for a little bit and you went back home. Okay. I thought you were still wandering the street.
Yeah.
How do you feel right now? Tell everybody the high that you feel. What are you feeling?
No, I feel okay. I'm just watching baseball highlights. Listening to you.
Okay. All right. Here you go. We'll be right back. Who's playing? Who are you watching? Oh, you're watching ESPN?
I'm just watching, like baseball highlights from yesterday.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be right back with the story because we still have to finish the story. The story is that this woman, well, I think we already finished the story about the teacher who was on Zoom licking the guy's nipple. Basically, they're under review. There was a story about these two kids who try to crush their father's skull in with a tenderizer mallet. They face charges for attempted murder and assault. Their bond was $1 million. That's a shame. That's a damn. All because a parent says, I do not want your boyfriend coming into my house, coming through the window at this time. Now, they're 18. So the question is, when we get back, all right, so you're 18, your adult children move back in a home. How strict are you? Are you as my house, my rules? Or do you give them some slack because they are adult and you raised them right? Shouldn't they have some privacy? Shouldn't they have some independence? Or are you still saying, my house, my rules? We'll figure out what's the right thing to do. You're listening to Hammer 96.7 Radio. Yeah.
I sent you a link. Play that song.
I will. After this song. What song do you have, Cole? Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
It's a good song. Play it.
Really? Let me see what this is. This looks different. Hold on. Who's Anthony Hamilton? Have you heard of him, King? Anthony Hamilton?
Come on, you know this song.
All right, I'll play it.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Play it.
Really? I never. Okay,
yeah,
let me see. Here's a song by Cole. Really? Anthony Hamilton. Coming from where I'm from.
Thank you. guess I didn't make bail. Got time and a story to tell. Started when I was 9 years old. Woke up and daddy was gone. I started hustling and they couldn't tell me nothing. Running in the hood trying to be somebody. My soul was on empty. I was searching for something. Tried to be good. Try to keep from trouble. Living too fast. Trying to make good on a hustle. Sometimes it get rough. Coming from an upstart. I've gotten hard. Coming from an upstart. I've got to walk the work, yeah. Coming from an upstart. Sometimes you gotta do a little dirt. Wasn't really looking, guess I found it. 5'3", light brown skin. Coming from university. Lifestyle looking kind of lovely. Didn't know she had much pain. Down the ride out, even take the train. Even took her to a poker game. Talking about fried chicken and sushi. How to be good. I try to treat you like a lady. Try to be your friend. Turned out that you were shady. Sometimes I get lonely. Coming from an upstart. Must be what they seem to be. Coming from an upstart. Sometimes I get a little angry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Coming from an upstart. Sometimes I get the best of me.
And I wasn't taking no prisoner.
I felt like the world belonged to me.
So get your money up, you were ready.
Now, one of my respect, the same respect that they would give another dude.
I start scanning this high-end stuff. What?
I got nothing but baddies.
Money was endless. New Maserati every other month.
You were ready,
it never was enough.
And it could be taken away from you in a blink of an eye.
So get your money up.
I needed to change.
You know, sometimes I pride myself for being quick. And this, remember this? Me and Mrs. Jones. But so I took the fires are shot.
Go ahead and play.
So I took the Pfizer shot. I've become foggy. I'm not as quick as I think I am. I had to just run up some stairs to catch you guys. So I'm out of breath. But, you know, hearing that song gave me inspiration. So
that's good.
I want to play a game to see how quick I am. I'm going to make up some shit in a song. And when I ask you guys, just give me a word, any word, and I will try to put it into the song. Okay? I want to see how quick I am. So I would sing something. I said, okay, I'll go to you, Cole. Give me a word. Just a word. Just one word. And I would try to place that word to continue the song I'm making up. Does that make sense? So I'm going to listen to Anthony Hamilton one more time. Not all of it. Just to get it in my mind as a theme. Like a jazz kind of thing. Hold on. Got it. All right, I'm going to start it off. Sitting here on the radio, yo. Ain't doing nothing, no place to go. Cole, word. Give me a word. All right, I'm going to go to you, King. King, give me a word, any word.
Hammer.
Hammer. Okay, hammer. Okay, hammer. Okay, let me see if I can do it. Okay, now I'm not a singer, but let me see if I can do it. Sitting here on the radio, yo, just talking shit with no place to go. I know you understand me because I am not stammering, but let me lay some shit on you because I'm hammering. How fast?
Yo, on shit?
I'm just testing how quick I could be. Cole, give me a word. Wait a minute. So I'm sitting here on the radio, yo, just talking shit with no place to go.
You need.
I know y'all hearing because I ain't stammering.
Stank
laying
ass
some down. Shit on you because it's hammering. Okay, go ahead.
I said you need to
word.
Sit your stank ass down. Maybe smoke some gas, grass, shake your ass around.
Grass. Grass is a word? Okay, grass is a word. Okay. Because I'm not writing this down. Sitting here on the radio, yo, talking shit because I got no place to go. I know you hear me because I ain't stammering. Give me some knowledge because I am hammering. I have no time for your stupid ass. I'm going to sit back here and smoke some grass. Did I make it? Oh, jeez. All right. Okay, wait a minute. Smoke some grass. I'm just sitting. Okay, on grass. I'm out here. Oh, really? Okay, Cole. Really? You try it. Okay, you try it. Ready? Start it, and I'll give you a word. You go ahead. Okay, start your voice, your verse, and I'll give you a word. Let's see what you do.
Right.
Go ahead.
Sit your stank ass, hoe ass down.
Is that your song?
Oh, you want some more?
What? Yeah. I'm sitting here on the radio, right. Yo. I have no time, just
okay.
Wait, what was that? I'm wasting time, I have nowhere to go. Now you're saying, go ahead and tell me what you got, and I'll give you a word to see if you can go it in a song. So tell me your song, give me your basic song, or give me a chorus of your song, and I'll give you a word to see if you can put it in your song. I got to hear Anthony. Here, I'll give you a beat. I'll give you a beat.
Oh, yeah, sit your stinky ass, hoe ass down. Sit your ass, smoke some grass, and shake it all around.
Okay, now you go.
Oh.
You're a musician. You're supposed to come up with some shit.
I did. What was my word?
What was it?
What's the word?
Start the song.
All right, you had the beat going. I was doing it. You missed it.
All right, let me
hear
it again. Let me hear it again.
All right. I said, sit your stinky ass, hoe ass down. Shake your ass in the air and smoke some grass like you just don't care.
Why do I do this?
That's a little worse. Okay, I'm your lifesaver. All right, that's it.
Get your guitar. Get your guitar. Jesus. Oh man. All right. That didn't work. But wait a minute. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see if I can get a beat here.
It's your stank ass hoe ass back down.
Oh, baby. I found
Dirty Brian Hammer Jackson.
A girl that is so fine. I spent some time trying to make her mine.
That's right. He's got grapes.
I got no money.
I was on the
phone. I didn't know he was singing. Okay, there you
go.
His
balls.
All right. You know what? I'd kick you out of my blues club. You. Ladies and gentlemen, the blues man. That's you, Cole. Oh. All right. That didn't work. I was just trying to see how quick I could be. I mean, King, do you like the blues music? I like this music.
Oh, yeah. I love the blues music. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, King Webb got a story to tell. Drop my cigar. Oh, hell. But I got to tell you something. How I used to mix this orange juice and gin. See now, I was on the phone while this girl was playing with my phone. But you gotta hang tight, and I'ma tell you now it ain't right. Let me stop. I could go all day.
I like
that. Hey, Brian, I got one for you. Ready?
Hey, look, hey, man. I wish we was on Zoom right now because I could be showing y'all the police are here right now, y'all.
Oh, really? Damn.
I'm gonna take a picture and post it for y'all.
Right. What's going on there? Don't go outside. Don't go outside.
Hey, Brian,
that's Arizona.
You're gonna have to get a shot of penicillin when you get back from Las Vegas. Because you got VD again. Did you get it from that train hooker? Or did you get it from the toilet seat? Did you get it from your best friend's hooker's girlfriend? We all need to know what happens in Vegas and stays in Vegas. It's better off in Vegas. Bury it in Vegas. Get your shot of penicillin. Get back off the train. The plane. Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad.
69th time getting VD in Vegas.
Brian All right, Hammer, let's VD see. Vegas. I'll try to go with your theme because of your theme. Let me try it. Like King was saying.
VD Vegas.
Let me see. I'll go with King's thing and put it with your thing. Here we go. Oh, I can't.
I posted the picture. They got
Did
their
you
rifles
really?
Out too. Yeah, they got
Did
their rifles
really?
Out too.
Damn, King, are you serious? Let me see. What the fuck? Wow. Are they in your conference?
You know,
damn.
Being a black man right now and being black, I gotta go be ghetto and see what's going on.
No, you do not. That's how you end up in the back seat of a car. What are you doing?
Hey, my back
yeah,
is
I know.
What,
exactly. What y'all doing?
We ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I do the same thing, King. I really do. When I told it was like it was 11 p.m. one time. Cops all around. I smoked some shit.
Oh,
I swear
damn,
to God, highest anything. It looks like it, man. That looks like a drug bust. That looks like a drug bust.
So.
It really does. Shit. I only see one cop car. How many cops are there? There's like I only see like three people, three cops. One cop looks like he has his gun drawn. Damn. Yeah. Do not go outside. Do not go outside.
Yeah, I'm outside right now. It's they got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's like 7, 8 police cars over here. Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, look, this King Webb over here, man. We it gets lit over here where I'm at.
King, be careful, man. I mean, whatever they're looking for. I did the same thing when Cindy will tell me,
oh, yeah.
Stay in the house. Stay in the house. And I'm like an idiot.
Yeah.
I got to go out there, baby. I got to go out there. It's just that it's a thing that draws us. It's like a moth to a light, to a flashlight. We got to see what's going on. No. Man.
But then you wonder why you get harassed.
I do wonder why I get harassed, don't I? I do. Why are they looking at me? Why are they staring at me, sweetheart? I don't know. Oh. King's already outside. I will say a song for King, the Ballad of King.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it gets lit around here, but normally around this time, they do like a sweep, and they be getting, you know, they be catching the ones that's doing stuff they ain't got no business. So, I mean, it is what it is, though. So,
it is, but you got to be where you got to be. That's inside, because whatever is out there and what they're doing, you want no part of that. Nothing good's going to come out of that.
Nope.
Yeah. Wow.
So what's the next selection? What's the next song selection, y'all?
I'm going to sing to you, King. My brother went outside, and he shouldn't have gone. I know he's a good man, but he know he did wrong. Stay inside, my brother. And live another day. Why'd you go outside? Oh, King, no way. Oh. But he wouldn't listen to us. He had to do his own thing. Because you know who I'm talking about. He's motherfucker King. There you go. God bless you, brother. And I will see you up in heaven. All you had to do was stay in the house. Oh, I don't know. I would have to get into the mood. Here we go. Our last story goes to this way. King, be safe, though. Seriously, man. Nothing good's going to come out of that. Nothing good's going to come out of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So here, this goes into, I'm going to give a Miles story because he's been hanging on the phone for a long period of time. You know, there's a topic, can you separate the artist from the art? Meaning you can like a guy's song, but you don't have to really like how he lives. For instance, you like some music by this person, but then again, he beats his wife. Can you separate that? Some people think, well, I'm not going to buy his records because it's just supporting him. And if I'm supporting him, it's like I condone what he's doing. But then some people go, I don't give a shit what he does at home. I like his music. So can we actually separate the – oh, well, by the way, I'm going to finish it up. If you have grown children living in your home, that is a thing. Do you give them the independence as the person they become, or my house, my rules? That's a tough one. Because in my opinion, I have done that. I had to move back home after college, 23, 24. My mother had her rules, her house. I mean, I was a grown-ass man. I figure I was an adult. I went to college. I mean, I'm going out, hanging out all hours of the night. And then she tried to parent me because I was still her child. Doesn't matter how old you are, you're still the child. And we butted heads, and I had to realize that her house, her rules. Me coming in and doing my thing, I'm disturbing how she lives and how she her way of life. And to put that worry on her, that was not cool. So I had to learn to say, you're right, Mom. Yeah. Your house, your rules, you know. And I don't want to put the worry on her because now she's worried and she's not sleeping and she's worrying about this and this. That's not cool. So I would suggest I'm the my house, my rule kind of guy. As long as you're in somebody's house, it doesn't have to be your parents' house. It could be somebody let you stay at the house. You don't just put your feet on a coffee table and do all this other shit. You obey the rules. If you don't want to obey the rules, there's the door. Because once you go out that door, you can make up your own rules in your own place. Because that's the same thing. You don't. Let's say you're a kid, not a kid. You're an adult child. You're married. It's Thanksgiving. Your house, your rules. Your parents come over. You're making the Thanksgiving dinner. You don't want Grandpa act a fool. You know, you don't want your mother to come in the house and redecorate shit. She must respect your home. And that's a problem. So it's the same thing. Your house, they have to respect your rules. So I'm the my house, my rule guy. I just want to end it that way. Here we go. Hollywood, last story, and we're out of here. Last story, Hollywood. You know it's embarrassing, though. When, you know, 19, chick, my mom lived in L.A., I was in Ventura, got tired. I said, Mom, can we spend the night? She goes, my mother didn't like any girl I was with. And I asked her one time, I go, Mom, seriously, I go, how come you don't like any girl? She goes, because you bring whores in the house. All the girls you go out with are whores. I go, Ma, because that's true. Whores. So she hated any woman I brought in. And they were whores. Couldn't defend them. Because while she was talking to me, they were sucking my dick. Only kidding, they don't go that far. So I brought a girl over. I'm an adult. Leave me alone, Mom. Where are we going to stay? You and the whore can stay over there. Fine. It is embarrassing when you're making love to your girl and your mom has to bang on the wall. Knock it off! Get quiet in there. Kind of like no shame. So I'm going with this story. Here we go. I was a bad kid. Knock it off, Ma. She hasn't come yet. You're messing it up, Ma. She's almost there. Hollywood story. Seth Rogen says he has no... Wait a minute. Seth Rogen says he has no plans to work with James Franco anymore because James Franco has a history of sexual misconduct. We all know that James Franco is a freak. But, you know, really, Seth Rogen, you're not going to work with him anymore because he has sexual misconduct allegations? Now, see, I have a problem with this. If the man is not convicted, leave him alone. If there's no criminal charges, leave him alone. Because somebody alleges something happened that you're not going to work with him? Are you freaking kidding me, you fucking pussy? Seth Rogen has walked back his support of James Franco, who's been accused of sexual misconduct. The comic told the Sunday Times he despises abuse and harassment. Really? You're in Hollywood, dude. That's what Hollywood is all about. I can say it has changed many things in our relationship and our dynamics, Rogan said. It seems the friendship between Seth Rogen and James Franco, which goes back decades, have fallen apart due to Franco's sexual misconduct. All right, this is getting to be so. King, I mean, I'm friends with King, friend with Miles. And let's say, you know, I'm over there, we're having a good time. But there's been rumors that I have been abusive to women. You know what I mean? Like kicking them out of my house and not treating them right, smacking them on the ass, you know, things like that. You know what I mean? Not treating them with respect. R-E-S-C-P-T-F-O. Respect. So with that, so I go over to King's house, and it's like I'm going to King. I go, hey, King, what's up? Me and King, you know, Cole's there. What's up? Let's just kick it. Let's just do this. King kicks me out of the house. Well, Brian, I don't like the way you treat women. What? I don't like the way you did it. I don't like it one bit. What are you talking about, King? I've been hearing rumors that you don't treat women respectfully. Therefore, we're no longer friends. What? That's it. Get out of my house. King, would that happen? I mean, this is bullshit. Would that happen, any of you guys? Would that happen? Huh? What's that called?
I was just going to say, did you grab a sandwich before you left?
Yeah, can I get a sandwich to go? But seriously, Miles and King, would that really make a factor that we would not be friends anymore because how I treat women? I mean, is this bullshit or what? Seriously? I mean, I was just asking.
It depends.
It depends on what?
On how bad you treat them.
Well, who cares? What do you mean how bad I treat them? I don't. Give me an example that would end our friendship for me treating a woman badly. What could I do? In your opinion?
I guess if you raped her.
Raped her? See, no.
Yeah.
What do you mean if I raped her? How would you know I raped her? By her saying she raped me? No. If she comes to my house and they're doing this and she's walking out with her panties and everything around her ankles and then I'm spraying her with a water hose. Get the fuck out of my lawn. All right, it might be a problem.
Beat you to death with the hose.
So okay, let's just go that far. So there's allegation. Remember, these are allegations. These are not. I'm not in criminal court. I have not been prosecuted.
Did you do it, Brian? Arrest.
These are allegations. So just an allegation. Some bitch comes up to you. Wait, I'm just saying. Some bitch comes up to you. I am not going to be with Brian anymore because he just raped me last Saturday night. That's what she said. Mind you, she did not call the cops. I am not arrested. There's no criminal thing. This is allegation she just said. Brian just raped me. Would you end the friendship on that? Allegations.
No, I don't know.
You don't know? Oh, man. King, how about you? Would you end the friendship on that?
It's an allegation. I have to talk to the girl.
Why would you don't even know the girl? I've known you for 10 years. Well, let me talk to somebody I don't know. And why don't you talk to my exes, by the way? And they'll tell you all good things about me. Let's just go there. How about my third grade teacher who hated me?
I bet they will.
Talk to her. Come on.
You hamster rapist? You're a rapist of hamster?
Leave that hamster alone. You hamster rapist. My hamster is not talking. My hamster will not flip on me. All right. Here we go. It seems that the friendship, blah, blah, blah. An interview with the Sunday Times, a comic walked back. The truth is that I have not, and I do not plan to right now, Rogan said, adding that it was Not a coincidence that because they're not working there, that it also hurt their personal friendship. I don't know if I can define the right now during the interview, Rogan told. I can say it has changed many things in our relationship and our dynamic. In January 2018, Los Angeles Times reported that five women had accused Franco of inappropriately of sexual exploitative behavior. What were they? Well, this is what the five women accused Franco of. They accused him of one of the five women who was interviewed with the Times accused Franco, 39, of behavior that found to be inappropriate or sexually exploitive. Four were his students, and another said he was her mentor. In some cases, they said they believe Franco could offer them career advancement to his wishes even when they were uncomfortable. Really? I feel there was these are what these women were saying. I feel there was an abuse of power. Really? I have the power. How am I abusing it? Hey, what do you want, something for free? Either pay or lay or weed. Which one? What was the thing on the 80s? It said gas. It was grass, gas, or ass. Nobody writes for free. So you're telling me that I'm going to introduce you to a director for nothing, but you want to, just because of who you are, I'm going to introduce you to my director that can get you a career, and you're not giving me anything. Oh, yeah, he just abused his power. He was saying unacceptable things. Many of the women who took on Twitter on Sunday night said that they had to vent their anger over Franco to win his support of Time's Up. She told the Times that in a nude orgy scene she filmed with Franco and several other women 3 years ago, he removed protective plastic guards covering other actresses' vaginas while simulating oral sex. Are you fucking kidding me? You're an actor. So he removed the plastic guards covering other actresses' vaginas while simulating oral sex on them. It's called acting, bitch. Two other students, actresses, also recounted negative on the sex experience. Both said Franco became angry when no women while at the shoot would agree to be topless. You're in a movie. These are crazy-ass psycho bitches. And that's what I'm trying to say. So these allegations are stupid, and Seth Rogen decided to take the high horse saying, oh, that's inappropriate. Seth Rogen, you smoked. Your first movie was that somebody wanted to make a porn. Shut up, bitch. I'm not going to be friends with him because of allegations. Not because if he did it or not, just because of allegations? Really? What this world has... You know how many allegations that I probably have in my history? And all of them are true.
Woo-hoo.
They're all true. I remember in one audition, I didn't like this actress. She came in all hoity-toity. She read the part. And I said, okay, get on all fours and bark like a dog. She goes, I am not going to bark like a dog. I go, get the fuck out. The audition. She got on all of this, and she goes, "Ruff!" I go, big dog, ruff. I made her bark for 30 seconds. Bigger dog, ruff. Now wiggle your ass like your tail. Ruff. Now bark, ruff. I go, thank you. Get out of my studio.
Did you jerk off right after that?
What?
I said, did you jerk off right after that?
No, I did not jerk off. It was a humiliation thing and not a sexual thing, because she came in and she was too big. She was too big to read this, and she wouldn't listen to the director. So it was either she was used to everybody kissing her ass. So it was one of those, either you're going to do this or get out, you know. There was one girl. There was one girl I really liked. We did an audition. And it was supposed to be, we did it. I shot the commercial. It was a fitness thing. So she was sitting on a fitness bench. And you know those machines that you put your arms in and that you put close to each other, you know, put your palms. So anyway, she was sitting there. And she goes, how's this? Because I want to get the commercial. I go, okay, pretend that you're a ventriloquist. She goes, okay. And that your vagina is the puppet. She goes, what? I go, yeah. Get on a machine, and we're going to talk to your puppet. So she would do her leg press, and she would open her legs and go, hi, how are you? And then she closed her legs. And go, you close your legs, I can't hear you. She just opened them up. I'm sorry, can you hear me now? She even laughed. It was the funniest thing. It was the funniest thing. We had fun. She got the part. But in your mind, Cole, it would be inappropriate, right? So there you go.
It was wonderful.
I done told you. But I don't know. That's it of the show. 3 freaking hours, everybody. I got some guests coming on next week, and we'll have the Zoom meeting, and I will be sucking my own nipple during the interview.
You little bastard.
I want to thank the Kings of Kings, King Webb, everybody, for coming in the studio today. Thank you so much, King, for coming in. Let me give you your applause here. And okay, you be safe now. And King Webb, everybody. Let me see. And then I want to thank, Miles for coming in the studio today. He's half-baked. Look for his new song, Half-Baked. Joe made an appearance today. I want to thank Joe for coming in the studio. And all your support. All right, guys. Today is Monday, I guess. I will see you guys tomorrow. You know that?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
See you tomorrow. That's right, everybody. That's right. Dun, 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 dun. See you guys tomorrow. Listen to Brian Hammer Jackson. We have more show tomorrow. Remember, if you do drugs, do it responsibly.